County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The presidential candidates are scrambling to capture the support of whatever undecided voters may still be out there at this late date. Former President Trump in Macon, Georgia last night sending a message to Kamala Harris and urging voters to do the same.
You're the worst vice president in the history of our country. It's the worst administration in the history of our country. Kamala, you're fired. Get out. Get out. You're fired.
Harris insisting she's optimistic on the eve of Election Day.
I am feeling great.
Harris speaking in Detroit. Today, Pennsylvania will be the focus of her efforts on the campaign trail.
Harris wraps up her presidential bid with an all-day, all-out swing through the Keystone State, her 18th trip to Pennsylvania since launching her candidacy. She's making stops in five cities that will take her across the state and back before a closing event in Philadelphia as she delivers a final pitch to mobilize voters.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston reporting from his tour of the Blue Wall States. Democratic Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania tells a Joe Rogan podcast that Donald Trump's message is resonating with the voters of Pennsylvania. Parts of Oklahoma on guard for the possibility of more severe weather. At least 11 people injured yesterday morning when powerful storms ripped the roofs off buildings, tossed cars about, and left tens of thousands of homes and businesses without power. Since then, many of those utility customers have had their electricity restored. In flood-ravaged eastern Spain, 217 bodies recovered so far, an unknown number of people still missing. And legendary music producer Quincy Jones has died. He was 91. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 45 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 43. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Few understand the impact this election may have on their retirement savings. In less than 30 days, our entire economy could face a monumental shift that could destroy a huge amount of value many Americans have stored in their 401ks or IRAs. In times like these, the most trusted store of wealth in human history stands out: physical gold and silver. Many Americans have looked to True Gold Republic for help. They specialize in helping those with a 401k, IRA, or other retirement accounts convert their stocks and bonds into physical gold and silver to protect their hard-earned savings. True Gold is offering listeners a free copy of their Election Gold Protection Kit today. To claim yours, call 800-300-GOLD. This information is free and might very well save your comfortable retirement. By acting before the election, you can still make a tax and penalty-free conversion with the help of True Gold's award-winning team. Call 800-300-GOLD. That's 800-300-GOLD. True Gold Republic is not a financial advisor. Consult with your tax advisor before investing. Call 800-300-GOLD.
Good Monday morning at 6:03, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Let's start it off. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
And the early morning ride actually looks pretty good. We're right now, we're fine, and we're here at both the Harbor Tunnels, 895 at O'Donnell Street. Looking at that, all the lanes are open. 95 is clear at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. After that, we're okay towards 395 and Russell Street. Beltway with the lanes open. Even the BW Parkway, not bad. Northbound from Powder Mill Road to southbound traffic is busy but moving in the area between Arundel Mills Boulevard and down to the ramps at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
After some cooler weather over the weekend, another warm-up underway, and by midweek, temperatures will feel like springtime. Today, some clouds, dry, 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 74. Wednesday, sunshine, near 80 the high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures are much cooler this morning than they have been for the last handful of mornings. Right now, you're taking a look in Pikesville at around 35 degrees. And, matter of fact, 39 degrees now, up degree or two. And Baltimore, it's 43 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A 14-year-old is dead, a 16-year-old charged with murder following a weekend shooting in Aberdeen. Police say Heaven of Grace High School student Jardine Winchester was found shot in the head just before midnight Saturday, the 200 block of Center Dean Avenue. He was found, suspect was also found, a student at Heaven of Grace High School. He is being charged as an adult with first and second degree murder, first degree assault, and gun offenses. Heaven of Grace High School principal Brad Spence says the school community family is deeply saddened at the loss of Jai Dean, and he'll be remembered as a friend and warrior forever. Crisis team will be available for students and staff. City police investigating a Sunday night shooting in West Baltimore. Officers called to the 1500 block of Pennsylvania Avenue shortly after 9 p.m., where they found an unresponsive woman with apparent gunshot wounds. Medics took the victim to a hospital for treatment. No update on her condition. Former mayor, governor, and Baltimore Mayor Martin O'Malley says he is voting no on question F on the city's ballot. The question asks if the city charter should be changed to allow for private mixed-use development around the Inner Harbor. In a social media post this weekend, O'Malley called the ballot question a terrible developer grab of public waterfront parkland. And the Maryland Transit Administration says every citizen who wants to exercise their right to vote should have easy access to the polls, and that is why it's offering free rides on Election Day. MTA Administrator Holly Arnold says the agency is proud to offer the free rides to help make the voting process more accessible for everyone. 6:06 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Perfect day for football yesterday, and the Ravens were simply unstoppable.
First and 10, down the middle, look wide open. It's Flowers again, and he breaks the tackle, and he's off to the end zone for a Baltimore touchdown.
Jim Nance with the call on CBS. It was a Zay day yesterday. Flowers 5 for 127, two touchdowns, as the Ravens score on seven straight drives and school the fourth-ranked Bronco defense, 41-10 the final. Derrick Henry also getting in on the act, 106 yards on the ground, two more touchdowns, 13 for the year, 101 for the career, eighth place all time. After the game, John Harbaugh.
Really important midseason game at home. Crowd was into it. We appreciate that. Love our crowd. Love our fans. Guys got ready to play and played our best complete game of the season so far, I would say, as a team. And I'm proud of the guys for that.
And they're going to need to get ready quickly because Cincinnati comes to town on Thursday night. Elsewhere in the division, the Chargers take care of the Browns 27-10 as Jameis Winston throws three picks in the game. Go figure that. Bengals behind five touchdown passes from Joe Burrow. They drub the Raiders 41-24. And the Commanders move to 7-2. They hold off the Giants 27-22 the final. Coming up at 6:35, Lamar proves once again he's not a one-trick pony. And that is Stein on Sports.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care, with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Can the GOP pull off the upset win? Get all your election news and updates on the most important election facing Marylanders today. Listen every day for the latest coverage on Decision 2024. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Pacey and Elliott starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of
of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. It is Monday, November the 4th, 2024, Election Eve. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Join the conversation this morning, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Your top stories coming up in this hour. City State's Attorney Ivan Bates wants to penalize parents for their Utes crime.
To me, one of the things we need to talk about with juvenile justice is parental accountability.
And also in the national scene, well, Kamala was on SNL. Pretty impressive, huh?
Yeah, you can go on SNL and yuck it up, but so close to an election? I don't think so.
Another day, another hoax is our top story. The fake news, state-run media is at it again, along with radical left-wing Vice President Kamala Harris claiming that Donald Trump said he wants Liz Cheney executed by firing squad. Here is what she said as she got off the tarmac before reporters over the weekend.
He has increased his violent rhetoric, Donald Trump has, about political opponents, and in great detail, suggested rifles should be trained on former Representative Liz Cheney. This must be disqualifying. Anyone who wants to be president of the United States who uses that kind of violent rhetoric is clearly disqualified and unqualified to be president.
So what did former President Trump actually say? And he sat down with an interview with Tucker Carlson on Thursday evening and criticized Liz Cheney for wanting to send Americans' sons and daughters to fight endless wars overseas.
And I don't blame him for sticking with his daughter, but his daughter is a very dumb individual, very dumb. She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with 9 barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face. You know, they're all war hawks when they're sitting in Washington in a nice building saying, oh, gee, Will, let's send 10,000 troops right into the mouth of the enemy. But she's a stupid person.
So Trump wasn't saying he wanted Liz Cheney executed by firing squad. He basically was calling her out for being a war hawk and supporting endless wars as long as she doesn't have to be on the front lines in a bloody battle.
Yeah, once upon a time, they were all called chicken hawks. She is a chicken hawk. She is perfectly glad to send somebody else's son, somebody else's daughter to war, as long as it doesn't impact her personally. And that, to me, it's one of the shadiest kind of, quote, patriots, end quote, out there. She's not a patriot. She has her self-interest. She has what she believes to be a perfectly fine agenda to run on, and that's what she's going to do. Okay, fine. But then accept the fact that there can be people who are going to push back and say, if you believe in this so much, you commit.
Well, and people have now, Jonah Goldberg, with the Never Trumpers, out saying he should have read the quote, actually listened to the quote before he criticized Trump. You have Bill Maher saying this is ridiculous. You have one of the Young Turks, Cenk Uygur, whatever his name is, he's saying, no, Donald Trump was not calling for her assassination or execution. So this was trying to basically dilute the garbage comment and the Mark Cuban comments of last week, and it failed miserably.
6:13 right now. Good morning, everybody. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome.
The outer loop at Liberty Road is a tractor trailer stop on the right shoulder. So far, they're not paying too much attention to it. But just a heads up, if you're coming south from 795, the pace is still fairly good right in through this area. The inner loop at Green Spring, no problems. Parkville side is good. JFX, as you might expect, running just fine through that area. So far this morning, we have not seen any problems for the early trip through Annapolis across the Bay Bridge and over to the Severn River Bridge and towards I-90. Later on, around 7:30 or so, we'll see that back up on I-97 southbound at Route 32. And we are seeing the sunshine already in some areas early this morning. Looks nice. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel says it is going to be a mixture of sun and clouds today. It'll be another dry day today and 62 for the high. And then things start warming up. Partly sunny, 74 on Tuesday for Wednesday.
Wednesday, sunny and 80. Here we go again. 40 in the city right now, 45 in Annapolis. Time for some one liner news. Well, we've fallen back to standard time, so you're still in the dark about the time changes. Wait till you drive home from work tonight.
Yes.
You know, you'll totally be in the dark.
It rains and the sun goes down at 4:44.
Yeah, no, that's
that's always nice, isn't it?
It's called seasonal affected disorder.
Yeah, right.
People don't get enough sunshine. The NFL is waiting until after the election to announce the fine imposed on San Francisco 49er Joey Bosa for interrupting a post-game interview last week while wearing a MAGA hat. Players are prohibited from making political statements. Carolina Panthers fans wish they would make statements. Anything but football.
Anything but.
Boy, they're bad.
Oh, man.
They're really bad. Elsewhere, Kamala Harris made a surprise appearance on SNL. We'll talk about that coming up
so
here in about 20 minutes.
For all of us.
She appeared in a sketch that was on live TV. That way NBC wouldn't be accused of editing the segment. Like 60 Minutes, thus avoiding a $10 billion lawsuit from Donald Trump. Joe Biden didn't see it because it was on at 11:30. It's about 7 hours after.
Yeah, he was gone.
His bedtime. Just amazing. And by the way, this was ripped off from a Trump Fallon skit that was done in 2015. Exact same theme. They just she plagiarizes everything.
And it wasn't even funny.
No, it was cringe. It was cringeworthy.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah. Newest thing in athletic footwear is from a Swiss company, Spray-On Sneakers. Yeah. Can't wait to get a hold of my aerosol Jordans. Yeah, what do you have to spray them on every time?
It's like tough. Even when I was a high school gymnast, we used to use, well, I guess it was called tough skin. You'd spray it on your hands.
Right, yeah.
Well, you suppose it's like that? You put that on your feet?
Well, at Chuck's age, you don't want to be spray on. You want to be slip on.
Slip on, yes.
Nice. I just want to have any skin at all.
What if it's like a foamy thing that you spray on and it gives you some cushion?
I don't.
Yeah. We'll have to check it out. It's National Easy Bake Oven Day, Chuck.
Oh, that's right, so exciting, man.
Yeah. It was a big part of your childhood growing up.
Sure it was.
What was the first thing you tried to cook in an Easy Bake Oven?
My sister made cupcakes.
She made cupcakes.
I never used one.
Yeah. They really had a tough time trying to figure out the heat source, and then the light bulb went off, and somehow they came up with it.
Well, you stayed up all night to write that one. Okay, good.
Chuck's answer to that, by the way, was a little concerning to me at first. He said, what's the first thing you cooked in your Easy Bake Oven? He said, my sister. What?
Yeah, my sister did it. I didn't do it. I was 8 years old.
Yeah, but you ate it.
I was allowed to use it.
Did you eat the cupcakes? Were they good?
They were awful.
Well, they were awful.
I still have the taste in my mouth.
All those years ago. Sad news. Quincy Jones, the legendary musician and producer, has passed away at the age of 91. Everybody kind of equates him with Michael Jackson, and rightfully so. But Quincy was around a long time.
Yep. Yeah, he was.
Did you know that he produced the Sinatra at the Sands?
I did not know that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, Frank Sinatra introduced him at one of these events.
He's collaborated with practically every musical giant you can think of and pretty much every genre of music there is. And he has more Grammy nominations than anybody who has ever lived. That would be 79 nominations and 27 Grammys!
I didn't want to get into the Hall of Fame too early. So we waited a while. I only hope that one day America will recognize what the rest of the world already has known. That our indigenous music, gospel, blues, jazz, and R&B is the heart and soul of all popular music, and that we cannot afford to let its legacy slip into obscurity. I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
That was Oprah introducing him when he was being introduced in 2013 to the Hall of Fame and the big controversy.
Met him once.
What took so long to get him in there?
Yeah. Just a very impressive man.
Yeah. Once he told Sinatra, he goes, live each day as if it were your last. Yeah. So.
Wasn't he married to Peggy Lipton?
You know?
Yeah, I think he was.
I think he was.
I think he was. Yeah, I think you're right,
Sean.
Yeah.
Right. The Mod Squad.
For those of you with long enough memories, if not, you can check it out on IMDb. I'm sure they have video.
Who were the other two guys on the Mod Squad? It was three.
No,
it was a trio. It was two men.
It was
a white guy,
Peggy Lipton.
A black guy, and Peggy Lipton.
Yeah.
And we all just remember Peggy
Link.
Lipton.
Peggy
Lipton
was
Link.
All I cared about.
Yeah. All right.
Big Fro and the black guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was Link, I guess.
That was Link.
Yeah. All right. A little history there for you. That's very, very little.
Very little.
My head's overworked now.
All right, Chuck. It's the taste of the Easy Bake cupcakes that continue to stay with you.
I actually just cut out the pictures on the box and put some frosting on those and ate those after a while.
More tasty than the box. Yeah,
absolutely.
Really.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you in a couple. 620, you can join us here. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick, and a belated happy birthday wishes to Kristen. Her birthday was on Friday, so hope you had a great birthday.
Happy, yeah. Glenn Burnie Transmissions, Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business now for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies team up. So whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured tranny for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous professional expert service from both companies. Free area towing, great financing is available. Call Glenn Burnie Transmissions, 410-766-8500, or you'll find them online at gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions, 410-686-6700, or jjt-online.com. Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
Hey, everybody, it's your old buddy Andrew Langer. America's at a turning point, and with the election just weeks away, we've got to have real, thoughtful conversations about what matters most. That's why I'm here, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. on WCBM AM 680. We dive deep into the issues. Substance matters. Real talk, real analysis, and the actual conversations that you deserve. It's time to stand up, speak out, and be heard. Tune into the Andrew Langer Show, where your voice makes a difference. Weekdays, 9 to 11 a.m. on WCBM AM 680.
Boy, time flies when you're having fun.
Yes. Don't forget, the election is just weeks away.
Yes.
But by the way, what the hell are we going to talk about on Wednesday? I mean, beyond the aftermath of the election.
Yeah, well, we'll be probably talking all the way through Friday or Saturday, because Pennsylvania won't be in. Arizona apparently won't be in unless there's a tsunami of...
Hey, everybody, it's your old...
Yeah, early voting. Yeah. It was, you know, so weeks away, just came back.
Yes.
Just immediately.
It's like a boomerang.
This hoax, Kamala Harris's campaign is so desperate to change the narrative after the Biden called millions of Americans garbage, and after Mark Cuban said that,
women are
dumb and weak surrounding Donald Trump. Liz Cheney, she lashed out at Trump. Quote, this is how dictators destroy free nations. They threaten those who speak against them with death. We can't entrust our country and our freedom to a petty, vindictive, cruel, unstable man who wants to be a tyrant. And like clockwork, the state-run drive-by media echoed the hoax ad infinitum. Unbelievable. It is believable. That's who they are. That's what they do. Liz Cheney is a lying coward who really should be, I think, charged for what she did on the J6 committee.
Yeah.
Doctoring evidence, withholding evidence, and in some cases helping Cassidy Hutchinson, one of the witnesses, manufacture false testimony against former President Trump.
She believes in the higher cause. The higher cause has something to do with making her more prominent. 623 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Outer loop of the Capitol Beltway is already slow from 95 and New Hampshire Avenue around to the Mormon Temple. Nothing in the roadway there, but you're backed up already. Back right to the interchange here at I-95. Parkway still looks good coming up from Powder Mill Road from the Capitol Beltway southbound. Looks good after Arundel Mills down to Route 32. And now the Beltway locally on 695. Brake lights are beginning just after the ramp at 795. As already we're busy going down the hill, eventually Frederick Road. After Frederick Road, the pace improves and you're clear towards I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says mixture of sun and clouds today. It's going to be dry, still cool, 62 before things heat up Tuesday through Wednesday. Right now, cloudy and 38 in Parkville, 44 in Arnold. On Friday morning, Trump called into Fox and Friends, Saturday morning, and to basically refute this idea that he was trying to have Liz Cheney executed by firing squad.
It's a fake news, and they're trying to make something out of it, and it's so biased to start off with. And all I'm saying is she was a nutty war hawk. You know, she wants to go to war with anybody that moves and lose a lot of people, lose a lot of soldiers, put the nation in trouble. And there's nobody tougher than me when it comes to protecting our nation.
Yeah, and CNN contributor, never-Trumper Jonah Goldberg went on CNN Friday morning attacking Trump with an inflammatory conclusion, saying, quote, "I don't think you even need to call it fire up on." He's saying quite explicitly and unambiguously that Liz Cheney should be shot, should be executed by a firing squad. That is appalling as a small facet of the reason why he's unfit for office. And the Republican Party has made a disastrous mistake nominating him. He is now basically retracted that.
After he read the quote, you mean. It's always useful, folks.
Way to shoot from the lip. That's why you can't trust these pundits that go on CNN and some of these MSDNC and even Fox, which Trump has proclaimed over the weekend Fox News is not a friend of his, based on the way that they have been pushing Kamala. But here we go, Bruce. The leftist Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays has announced an investigation into Trump's recent comments about Liz Cheney. She, of course, on the interview on Sunday, Score Off, Mays openly admitted she has instructed her criminal division chief to scrutinize Trump's words, stating, quote, "I've already asked my criminal division chief to start looking at that statement, analyzing it for whether it qualifies as a death threat under Arizona's laws."
Could they possibly just read the quote first, hear what he actually said first? I guess that's too much effort. It's just, you know, you got this talking point, you're going to go for it. What the hell? Because the election's tomorrow, and all bets are off. All the stupidity, all the craziness, it's all going to come out between now and tomorrow.
Yeah.
All of it.
And you look at it, Donald Trump has broken, completely broken the Democrat Party. I think much of the fake news media, he basically is, they do live in a Trump-deranged world. And there are people, I'm sure you have them in your family, and you have them in your circle of friends, as do I, that it does not matter what Donald Trump does, they refuse to see any good. It's all bad. It's all negative. It's orange man bad. It's they're just deranged. He triggers something. And of course, I do believe liberalism is a form of mental illness. But I think when they see or hear the name Trump, it just triggers and they go off the deep end. Let's go to Mark in Baltimore.
Morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen, on this election eve. Go Ravens. Great game yesterday. We will definitely miss Quincy Jones. One of the things that people need to remember is that, the other side is blasting, and even Republican traitors, as I call them, as Cheney, blasting Trump for making statements like that, not realizing that he can be, just simply joking, that's the way he talks. What people forget is on the other side, it's the other side that forced a real hostile environment where there were two assassination attempts on President Trump's life, for real. And that's the difference. The other side, they're doing it for real, harming an actual president, candidate, while Trump is just being himself, just joking, having humor and so forth. So that's the difference. One's real, one is fake. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, there's no doubt that the ones against Trump were real. He actually got shot in Butler, Pennsylvania, and they got close in Palm Beach. There was another woman who was arrested recently that was trying to get to Trump. And then we have the ongoing the assassination edict by the murder mullahs of Iran, which may or may not be encouraging these individuals. And who knows if they're behind any or all of them.
Yeah, one thing to note, by the way, this isn't a matter of Trump having unusual speech pattern or thing. He's making a very clear point. Chicken hawks always have been perfectly willing to send somebody else's kids to war, but not their own. And that's the point he was making. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp, or hearing your favorite song, or maybe conversations with old friends? Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100 online, aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
It's coming up on 6:30. Up next, did the NBC give Kamala an in-kind contribution with her SNL appearance? We'll debate and discuss. Right now, news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. A 14-year-old is dead. We have more details on that death coming up in a handful of minutes. This news being brought to you by Vinny Steele of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. If you're considering selling your home, make sure you check with Vinny Steele before you make that move. Vinny Steele, call him right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. 14-year-old dead, 16-year-old charged with murder following a weekend shooting in Aberdeen. Police say Heaven of Grace High School student Jaiden Winchester was found shot in the head just before midnight Saturday, the 200 block of Center Dean Avenue. 16-year-old suspect, also a student at Heaven of Grace. He is being charged as an adult with first and second degree murder, first degree assault, and gun offenses. Heaven of Grace High School principal Brad Spence says the school community is deeply saddened at the loss of Jaiden, and he will be remembered as a friend and warrior forever. City police investigating a Sunday night shooting in West Baltimore. Officers called to the 1500 block of Pennsylvania Avenue shortly after 9 p.m. where they found an unresponsive woman with apparent gunshot wounds. Medics took the victim to the hospital for treatment. There is no update on her condition. Police have not released information on a suspect or possible motive. The Maryland Transit Administration says every citizen who wants to exercise their right to vote should have easy access to the polls, and that's why they're offering free rides tomorrow on Election Day. Holly Arnold, the MTA administrator, says the agency is proud to offer the free rides to help make the voting process more accessible for everyone. Coming up on 6:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Vinny Steele, CEO and broker with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert, is in studio. Vinny, tell us why your Sell Today and Stay program is so popular.
Hey, Sean, the main reason is it solves a big problem for home sellers that would like to sell but also need to find a great home to move to. Our Sell Today and Stay program gives home sellers up to 12 months after they sell to stay in their home while they build or find their next dream home. This relieves the pressure and typical obstacles buyers with a home to sell face.
I love that. Plus, they have cash and no home sale contingency, which means leverage in this competitive market. So they negotiate a great deal.
That's right, Sean. Sell today, get your cash, and stay in the home for up to 12 months. To see how you can benefit from our Sell Today and Stay program, call or text us 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Or visit selltodayandstay.com.
Lottery numbers from last night, your pick 3823. Your pick 4-7-2-2-1. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Just made a check through Annapolis, and we're fine, primarily westbound this time of the morning as you're coming west off the Bay Bridge towards Route 2 and Ritchie Highway, Severn River Bridge over towards I-97. All the lanes are open. 97 southbound from Benfield Boulevard down to Route 32. That minor buildup now is beginning there. We're getting some brake lights now on 895 southbound, the old Harbor Tunnel Thruway, and it's backing down before the Eastern Avenue Bridge. That's the normal delay there. 95 southbound should begin to slow just a bit. Top of the hill coming up towards Keith Avenue, and it is. We see some brake lights now towards the O'Donnell Street ramp as well. We're going to be watching for that construction area again today. We'll check it soon. 95 northbound as you're heading up to the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
After some cooler weather over the weekend, another warm-up underway, and by midweek, temperatures will feel like springtime. Today, some clouds, dry, 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 74. Wednesday, sunshine, near 80, the high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the buzz around Owings Mills last week was all about will he or won't he? Well, not only did he, but he played it perfectly.
Just lofts it to Justice Hill in stride down at the 7-yard line. Steps up from the heat. Slides, throws, completes the pass to Flowers for the touchdown.
Jim Nance with the calls on CBS, and that was just a snippet of the game Lamar had yesterday. 280 in the air, 3 touchdown passes, and a perfect quarterback rating as the Ravens taught the Broncos what's what. 41-10 the final. After the game, Lamar spread the credit around as he spread the passes around in the game.
I'm just getting the ball to my guys and letting them execute. Nelly, Bate, Zay, Justice, I can go on and on, but just getting the ball to those guys. Our offensive line doing a great job blocking. Made my job a lot easier.
Lamar leads the AFC in touchdown passes with 17, and Derrick Henry continues to pound the rock. Henry has reached the end zone now. In all 9 of his games as a Raven, 13 touchdowns on the year. Here's Harbaugh in the postgame on the King.
We have been really good at running the ball for a long time, but he is different. I mean, Derrick Henry's different. You know, he's adding a dimension that we have not had.
No doubt about it. The Ravens do beat the Broncos yesterday. 41-10 was the final. It's a quick turnaround now for Baltimore as the Bengals come to town for a Thursday nighter. And speaking of Cincinnati,
pressure from Crosby as if on cue. Burrow gets away, throws to the end zone, and a diving catch at the back of the end zone for Mike Gesicki.
Fox had the call. One of a career-high 5 touchdown passes for Burrow. 41-24 was the final. Again, Cincinnati coming to town on Thursday night. Meanwhile, how about this from the Buffalo Bills?
61-yard try for the lead. It is. Oh, he's got it! He's got it! He's got it!
In fact, I think he's got it. Kevin Harlan with the call on CBS. Bills beat Miami at home for the 9th straight time. 30-27, the final. Miami 2-6. And more importantly, they have pass rushers that could help the Ravens in the next couple days. High school football over the weekend. Mervo beat City 50-12. Polly Big over Patterson 46-18. Owings Mills rolled Hereford 30-11. And Calvert Hall shut down Concordia 21-9. More scores for you in the next hour. On the ice, Cap stymied by the Hurricanes in Raleigh yesterday. 4-2 was the final. Caps now 8-3. They're tied with Carolina, 1 point behind the Rangers in the division. The time now is 6:37. When we return, 2 of the best play 30 miles apart.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Well, Lamar had quite the game yesterday, as
yes,
just documented.
Perfect
game, 158.3. However, they figure that out. But and as we talked in the break, you know, very impressed with Jaden Daniels of the Washington Commanders. Was in complete command yesterday against the Giants. It may not look that way. 27-22. It was a 5-point game, but there was no doubt that Commanders were going to win that game.
They went into victory formation on the 2-yard line as time was running out.
So, exactly. Yeah. So here we go. We've got two, and you know, I'm not going to say Jaden Daniels is, you know, Tom Brady yet.
No!
But here we've got two of the best in the game at this point playing 30 miles apart. The irony of it is they'll never play each other. You know, Every 4 years.
Well,
exactly right.
Unless they're fortunate both to make the Super Bowl.
We shall see about that.
And I think
that
the Ravens are a little bit farther along with that. If they can resolve their secondary issues. Of course, yesterday the Commanders, Redskins.
he said it. Bruce, he said it. First time ever.
It was the grimace on his face as he said it. It was just a choice.
Absolutely.
God, I wish I had a video of that.
They couldn't stop the run, so they've got a long way to go. They got, but you got to give Adam Peters and the new ownership and Dan Quinn a lot of credit there. But look, the Ravens are still the one of the elite franchises in the league, and I think Harbaugh said it with Derrick Henry, he's different, and I think that that really adds another dimension, hard to stop.
Yeah, so speaking of that,
one of the stats they had yesterday was his record is better than any running back since Jim Brown.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean,
Jim Brown, I think, was the best of all time.
Yeah, I mean, but you take a look at this guy gets, he doesn't lose strength. It's not that he gets stronger. He doesn't lose strength in the second half. He is still just as strong as when he started the first half. And, of course, those people who are trying to stop him, getting worn out.
Yeah, they don't want a part of him. There's no doubt about
typically
it.
Typically, defenses wear down in that fourth quarter. So,
you know, I haven't done the stats on this yet, but I will. His first half yardage compared to his second half yardage.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Yep. Right. Always in the second half.
He always busts at least one long one.
Got another Simon.
They're just piling up.
Thanks, Gary.
No
6:40, 20 minutes before the hour. Barbara's in Baltimore. Good morning.
Morning, Barbara.
Hey, good morning. Excuse me. I just, you were talking about all the stuff that people are saying about Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. I don't care what they say about Donald Trump at this point. I don't think it's going to make one bit of difference. I'm just calling to advise. Give my advice about avoiding long lines at the polls. If you have moved, people have changed their address or moved, and it's been after October the 15th, just go to your regular voting place. It's on your card. Otherwise, you have to vote provisional. You will be voting provisional. And I saw that as one of the biggest things that on the last night of early voting, we didn't get out of there until almost 10 o'clock because of those provisionals. People, a lot of students. And so avoid it. You know, the lines are moving very quickly, but I don't know what we're going to have tomorrow. Yeah.
Well, we had nearly a million early voters in the state.
I believe it. I think I saw a lot of them, but I tell you.
Let me ask you this, Barbara. They're both nationally and here in Maryland, it's specifically in Talbot County, there are allegations that Democrats are packing the election judges, that there's only a handful of Republicans where they're Democrat election judges. They're just, in some cases, 10, 15, 20 to 1.
All of that might be true. All of that might be true, but here's what I believe. Even in strongholds that are typically Democrats, when we record, when you look at the numbers, it says so many Democrats have voted, so many Republicans have voted. The one thing it's not going to show you is who they voted for. And with the numbers that I'm seeing, I got a feeling a lot of Democrats are voting for Republicans. I just
feel it. Could very well be. We will see. Hopefully you get the results, sooner.
Lift to God's ears, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Barbara, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go to Texas, the great state of Texas.
Hey, Talbot. How are you, bud?
I am outstanding. How are you gentlemen today?
Doing fine, sir. Thank you.
All right. Fired up. A Marine here, and I don't mind Trump's comment at all because we sign up to get out there on the battlefield. We just don't like suits sitting back in D.C. putting us out there needlessly. So he's just saying, hey, put some skin in the game.
Yep, precisely. You know, and look, this is an argument that's been going on in this country, Talbot, for as long as I've been around, certainly during Vietnam and beyond, is if you want to say, well, let's go fight in some foreign country, your son, your daughter should be the first to sign up. And if that's not happening, sorry.
Semper Fi, carry on. You guys have a great time.
Talbot, thank you for your service. Again, retired U.S. Marine there, weighing in on the Trump comments. Yeah, you got to have some skin in the game. America's vital interest must be expressed. And the mission should be clear, and there should be an objective as to what we go in to do and when we get out. There should
ahead of time.
Exactly. No more of these 10, 15, 20-year endless wars where tens of thousands of our sons and daughters are sacrificed in the altar of the industrial military complex.
6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCVM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here's Chuck Whitaker.
The thing's now Prince George's County, outer loop of the Capitol Beltway at Route 450. There's a wreck there. It's going to back up to Route 50. Not too far away, there's a wreck on Central Avenue, which is Route 214 at the Capitol Beltway. They are doing that construction area. They're setting it up. Totally ridiculous. We've said it 1,000 times. Northbound 95, Harford County, Baltimore County line already. It's going to be a little slow north of the bridge. The camera is here at Callington Avenue. So north of White Marsh, going out to Harford County, be prepared. They're in there working at 6:45 in the morning. Totally ridiculous, making a backup that shouldn't be there, but nevertheless. West Side Outer Loop, you're delayed already. 795 to Frederick Road. 895 is slowing around the Eastern Avenue Bridge southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM weather channel forecast, partly cloudy today, 62. Then things begin to warm up tomorrow. Right now we are mostly cloudy, 46 in Stevensville, 38 and cloudy in Ellicott City. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon for latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Johnson.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Ah, that's how it always starts. But then later there's running and screaming.
I know the Chuck's parties, I guess.
Yes. Wendy's has announced it's closing 140 of its restaurants.
Wow.
I noticed that the Wendy's in Reisterstown has shut down now. There's a Popeye's going in there now, but Wendy's is gone. They're gone for months now. So, again, fast food is running into some difficulty with. You'd think they do better in inflationary times, but because a lot of people go there instead of the more expensive places. Anyway, we also have Arby's has announced deep-fried turkey gobbler and deep-fried turkey club sandwiches returning to the menu time for Thanksgiving.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds really good. So the deep-fried turkey gobbler is got all sorts of good stuff. Deep-fried turkey, crispy onions, Swiss cheese, savory herb spread, everything seasoning, lettuce, and tomato. TGI Friday's filing for bankruptcy weeks after they closed suddenly 12 restaurants.
Wow.
So there you go, TGI Fridays. So it's
we used to go.
It's not like they offered a, like endless shrimp or anything. You know, it's like
nice. That's nice.
Well, Red Lobster, they're having some difficulties with that.
We used to go to Fridays because when the kids were little, it was shopping time at Towson Town.
But have you noticed a lot of these restaurants, like, remember Bennigan's?
Yeah.
Bennigan's and Fridays, Ruby Tuesdays.
Anything new starts a day.
All struggling, exactly. The only one that I think you got Chili's and Applebee's that are still.
And Buffet City.
Yeah.
And Buffet City, of course.
It goes without saying. Baskin-Robbins has unveiled a new ice cream flavor. It is called Brie My Guest.
Oh, no.
Inspired by cheese board staples and combines brie and burrata flavored ice creams. And don't know if I would like that.
No, brie ice cream.
Brie and burrata.
I think so.
Which is like a creamy mozzarella cheese.
Tasty. Yeah.
But we might like the Baskin-Robbins turkey cake, which comes in the shape of a roasted turkey, and it's filled with ice cream flavors of your choice.
Oh, that'd be okay. Yeah.
I would do that. That'd be a great dessert. You roll out that thing, and, oh, wait, another turkey? But this one's ice cream, and you'll love it all the way for dessert.
I always want to make a turkey using extra turkey legs. So you can bring the turkey out and have, instead of one leg on each side, have two or three on each side.
Well, they do that. It's called the turducken, isn't it?
Oh, no. This is just actually adding extra turkey legs.
Okay.
And you kind of put them under the skin there. And
I remember John Madden had that on the bus.
Right.
Yeah.
He had 8 legs on that turkey.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. He had to have a drumstick for everybody. All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:48. And Jeff is in Phoenix.
Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, it's amazing if you really think about it and you peel back the layers. Ladies and gentlemen, we are a representative republic. There is only one legitimate candidate for president in this race. We are not a democracy. There was a coup that was performed over the summer. Like him or not, Joe Biden received 15 to 18 million votes in the primary. Kamala Harris was coordinated via a Zoom call to be the representative for the Democrat Party. So I ask those Democrats who may consider voting for Kamala Harris, do you want basically a dictator, or do you want to preserve life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, 1A, 2A, so on and so forth, so that our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren can enjoy the life that we've had. And to Marylanders, do you believe in parental sovereignty? If you do, you must, and we're not talking enough about this, vote no for question one. It turns your children and your grandchildren over to the government. I leave you with this. I have a question. There are two things that can make adults go absolutely giddy and crazy. One is the birth of a child. The second is the birth of an animal. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't do anything else tomorrow, please get out and vote and preserve our one nation under God. And we don't have a democracy. It is a constitutional republic. Thank you for your time.
Jeff, thank you. Great rant. But he's absolutely right about that. And most importantly, get out and vote and exercise your franchise here in Maryland. But if you can, they need help in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania is battleground state zero for the election tomorrow. There's already shenanigans going on in Bucks County and some of the other counties in Pennsylvania. We'll get to that a little bit later on, but they need help. I think we're going to need a roughly 2 million people to vote for Trump and make sure that. Because the Democrats' firewall in Pennsylvania didn't really, with the early vote, did not appear as they had hoped it would appear. So Pennsylvania can be taken, and hopefully it will be taken. But if you've got some time and you'd like to volunteer to help people get to the polls tomorrow in Pennsylvania, that would be a great gesture, and that would be doing your patriotic duty as well.
By the way, Real Clear Politics, today's averages, Pennsylvania has Trump up, North Carolina and Georgia also Trump is up in each of those battleground states. And the top battlegrounds, Trump versus Harris, looking at all of them. Trump ahead, this is less than 1%, 48.5 to 47.7. And nationally, Trump is ahead, again, by just a hair.
Yeah, but most of those states, it's so close that mail-in ballot fraud could still swing her.
Too big to rig, folks. Hey, listen, Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. And for many years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather is changing. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all of your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 410-654-0030. 410-654-0030, where your stay matters.
This is Delegate Nino Mangione. Join me and Irish Charities of Maryland at the 50th Annual Maryland Irish Festival, set for November 8th through 10th at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The event includes traditional and contemporary Irish music, authentic Irish food and beverage, cultural activities, a kids zone, and an assortment of vendors. There will also be 50th anniversary drink and food specials, in addition to whiskey tastings, special raffles, and more. Proceeds will benefit local nonprofits and charities. Ticket prices vary. For more info, visit irishfestival.com.
Decision 2024 coverage of election night with Todd Starnes, featuring live radio reports from all the battleground states, real-time results, and calls from listeners. Decision 2024 live 6 to midnight, November 5th on Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:53 right now at Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like there may have been a minor incident in the left tube south. southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. There are two vehicles stopped south of the tunnel in the painted out area, so they're off to the side, but that may have held us up just a bit because now 95 is now backed up beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge going back to Moravia Road. 895 is already slowing coming down from Pulaski Highway. So we're now in that area. The normal delays 20 to 25 minutes southbound. Parkville side fills in quickly on the Beltway at Hartford Road. Not too bad at Green Spring. The west side is already jammed up, and that's the normal delay, 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says partly, maybe a couple of sunshine, rays of sunshine, a few clouds today, and it's going to be dry in 62. But then things heat up again starting Tuesday and Wednesday, up into the mid to upper 70s, maybe even near 80.
So, wow.
It's just crazy right now. 39 and cloudy in Middle River. It's 40 in Severn. Let's take a call here from Alex.
Morning, Alex.
Well, good morning. As you remember, I predicted they would let Joe Biden debate, and then he would get kicked off, and ended up with Kamala. Here's the next one. Kamala Harris will be president, regardless of whether she wins or not. If she wins, of course, she's president. If she loses, they're going to invoke the 25th Amendment on Joe Biden, throw him to the side like yesterday's trash, because they don't need him anymore. And then she begins to use executive power to open the border even more, allow Democratic cities to burn because Trump won. They're going to stop drilling and getting oil out of government land. They're going to stop funding Israel and Ukraine. And she's going to leave behind this big dumpster fire for Trump, which he's going to get blamed for. It's also potentially ruined J.D. Vance's chance of ever becoming president as well. But she will become a president either way.
Yeah, interesting. I've heard that that prediction, at great length. And look, that could happen either way. It could happen if Trump wins or if she wins. So either way, that could happen. Thanks for the prediction. Appreciate that. Beverly's in Baltimore.
Morning, Beverly.
Hi.
Hi.
Listen.
I'm listening.
It was bothering me all day yesterday. Why the hell should Kamala Harris be allowed to run for president when she had 20 million people coming across the border? Isn't that treason?
Well, when you are going to defy the Constitution, you have betrayed the United States and the American people by not upholding your oath to defend and honor the Constitution and protect Americans from all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Yeah, and she's going to do it again. And when she brings over all their relatives to be able to come over, but that's not fair. We should not reward her to be president.
Well, look, we agree on this, but the solution is to elect Donald Trump. There'll be a rush to the border from the south between Election Day and when Trump takes office in January. That's inevitable. But then after that, Donald Trump will begin the largest deportation of non-citizens, particularly the criminal non-citizens, that we've ever seen in this country. And that's a step in the right direction.
That's my whole point. I want to make that point that people need to think about that.
Yep.
She's a criminal.
You are.
She should be locked up.
You're right on that one.
And then one more point. Now, if something happened to her, look who take over. The communists. Both of them are communists now. But the guy, Walt.
Yep.
Look at him. He looks like he's on stage. He looks disheveled when he comes on stage. He cannot give them the chance to get in the White House.
It's funny. I went to Lowe's yesterday to pick up a couple of things for some home projects, and there was Tim Walz like waving like crazy right outside one of the other stores. Then I realized, oh no, it's just one of those things they blow up.
Wavy tube guys.
Wavy tube guys instead. My mistake.
Well, you're right about Tim Walz. He also was one of those governors that put CCP virus infected patients back in the nursing homes, killing thousands. And his ties to the CCP are now being called into question. A lot of this stuff is going to come out after the election, Beverly, which for many people is going to be too late.
Yep.
I love J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance, he is a lawyer, Yale graduate, and he was a Marine. That man is on fire, and I love Donald Trump. I
love Donald.
Beverly, thanks so much for the call and for your passion and for your rant here this morning. Appreciate that. We do have to run coming up on a break and got to do some business here. Our friends at Rescue Natural Supplements wanted me to remind you that this is the best time of the year to order your supplements. It's the Black Friday November sale. Typically, your Black Friday sales are on the day after Thanksgiving, but at Rescue, the Black Friday sale is all month long. From November 1st. It's on right now. You can save up to 80% on your favorite Rescue Natural supplements. For instance, the Rescue, the Omega-3s are marked down 45%. The LDL XQ10 is marked down about 50%. So you're going to save money. This is the best time to stock up. For instance, Vital D3 has been slashed. Oh, it's like $8 a bottle now. Wow. For the 5,000 international units of Vital D3 in that. So this is really the best sale of the year. I always tell people, if you're a Rescue user or if you want to try Rescue supplements, now is the great time to purchase your product and save. By the way, you can get $75 or more on your order. You get free shipping and you earn your Rescue Rewards points as well. So call today, 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, or online at res-q.com.
Coming up next hour, more on the Cheney hoax. And of course, we'll talk about Ivan Bates wants to penalize parents for their kids' crimes. That's next.
WCBM Baltimore is Top Radio 688 and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. With decision time upon us, the presidential candidates making a last-ditch appeal for votes. Former President Trump at a Sunday afternoon rally, Kinston, North Carolina.
If you vote on Tuesday, I will end inflation. I will stop the invasion of criminals coming into your country. Your country is under siege. We have criminals of all variety, murderers, drug dealers.
Mr. Trump calls Kamala Harris the worst vice president ever, the Biden-Harris administration the worst in history. Harris criticizes Mr. Trump for daring to question the outcome of the last election.
I think that it is a tactic. It is meant to distract.
But Mr. Trump says voter integrity is a valid concern, adding that every state should require an ID of anyone who wants to cast a ballot.
The people that vote, you know, the real Democrats, they actually tell me all the time, I don't know why we can't have voter ID. They know it's crooked. There's only one reason you don't want voter ID. There's only one reason, and that's to cheat.
He plans four rallies today in crucial swing states, while Harris will focus on the state of Pennsylvania. Boeing manufacturing workers voting today on a proposed contract. It offers a 38% pay boost over 4 years. The Boeing strike has lasted more than 7 weeks, shutting down production of most passenger planes, cutting off a key source of Boeing's income. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey was treated by paramedics yesterday after appearing to become unsteady at a campaign rally for a congressional candidate. An Ivey spokesman says the governor was dehydrated, treated with fluids, and is now at home. A legendary music producer has died. Quincy Jones was 91. Stock futures a bit higher this morning on Wall Street. The Dow futures are up 42 points. NASDAQ futures 35 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Who understand the impact this election may have on their retirement savings? In less than 30 days, our entire economy could face a monumental shift that could destroy a huge amount of value many Americans have stored in their 401ks or IRAs. In times like these, the most trusted store of wealth in human history stands out: physical gold and silver. Many Americans have looked to True Gold Republic for help. They specialize in helping those with a 401k, IRA, or other retirement accounts convert their stocks and bonds into physical gold and silver to protect their hard-earned savings. True Gold is offering listeners a free copy of their Election Gold Protection Kit today. To claim yours, call 800-300-GOLD. This information is free and might very well save your comfortable retirement. By acting before the election, you can still make a tax and penalty-free conversion with the help of True Gold's award-winning team. Call 800-300-GOLD. That's 800-300-GOLD. True Gold Republic is not a financial advisor. Consult with your tax advisor before investing. Call 800-300-GOLD.
7:03 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Both the tunnels are with some backing southbound. Nothing out of the ordinary. 895 is backed up just after the Erdman Avenue ramp. There's a broken down vehicle on the shoulder here, southbound 895, right before the bridge at Pulaski Highway. Hopefully you'll get some help there, but it is off to the right side. 95 was backed up towards Moravia Road, kind of moved in a little bit, so right around the Eastern Avenue Bridge, and those two vehicles are still in the painted out area as you're coming out of the left tube on the southbound side. Not too much of a problem there right now. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
After some cooler weather over the weekend, another warm-up underway, and by midweek, temperatures will feel like springtime. Today, some clouds, dry, 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 74. Wednesday, sunshine, near 80 the high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Bel Air has 34 degrees, as does Ellicott City, 34 there as well. Warmer downtown Baltimore, much warmer, 12 degrees, warmer, 46. 704, good morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. 14-year-old is dead, 16-year-old charged with murder following a weekend shooting in Aberdeen. Police say Heaven Grace High School student Jaiden Winchester was found shot in the head just before midnight Saturday in the 200 block of Center Dean Avenue. The 16-year-old suspect, also a student at Heaven Grace, and he is being charged as an adult with first and second degree murder. City police investigating a Sunday night shooting in West Baltimore. Officers called to the 1500 block of Pennsylvania Avenue shortly after 9 p.m. where they found an unresponsive woman with apparent gunshot wounds. Medics took the victim to a hospital for treatment. There is no update on her condition. Police have not released information on a suspect or possible motive. A winter on the waterfront returns to Baltimore with a grand opening of the Harbor Ice Rink on November 9th. A waterfront partnership says the rink is again located at the top of the amphitheater between Harbor Place Pavilions, and this year it's sponsored by the Pearlstone Family Fund and the Joseph and Harvey Meyerhoff Family Charitable Funds. It's 7:05 on WCBM. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3, 823. Your pick 4, 7-3. That's 7-2-2-1. Next, it's Nine on Sports.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with today's Moment of Truth. It's been estimated that 40 million Christians are not even registered to vote, and of the 40 million who are, half of them won't. If that happens, the current ungodly, evil culture in America will remain uncontested by the very people who can make the difference in returning our nation to its founding principles. If they stay home on November 5th, then those who hate God will elect their representatives who will pass legislation that will continue to take away our God-given freedoms by replacing them with progressive, secular, humanist values. Once again, the church will have dropped the ball when given a chance to stand up for God. The Bible is clear that we reap what we sow, and we are not going to like what we see. This is Pastor David Lewis, and this has been today's Moment of Truth.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, that was the stout Broncos front seven the Ravens faced yesterday. In fact, they were fourth-ranked defense in the league. And then they took on Derrick Henry.
Henry galloping. Henry's got his 1,000. Henry's inside the 20 and down at the 17. Running right behind Linderbaum, his center, and he breaks another one for 20.
Jim Nance with the call on CBS. Henry galloping all day yesterday against that Broncos defense, a big part of the Ravens' 41-10 win over Denver. Henry with 2 touchdowns on the game, giving him 101 for the career and moving him past Hall of Famer Barry Sanders and into 8th place on the all-time list.
I'm thankful, and credit to everybody who's been a part of my career to help me get to this milestone. Barry Sanders is like a running back superhero, so that's very cool, and I don't take it for granted.
13 touchdowns on the season now for Derrick Henry. Quick turnaround, though, for Baltimore as a Thursday night football game looms against the Bengals, who beat the Raiders yesterday. And keep in mind, the NFL trade deadline looming as well tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern. Last night in the NFL, Joe Flacco comes up short. The Vikings beat the Colts 21-13. On the ice, the Hurricanes down the Caps in Raleigh 4-2 was the final. Coming up at 7:35, it's all fun and games when you win. And that is Stein on Sports.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is the final stretch of the most important election decision of a lifetime. Listen all day and check in frequently for the latest election news and updates. From the voices you trust, make the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harford County. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Time number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Election Eve. Can you believe we're here? Just one day away. You can join the debate and discussion this morning, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at themorningdrive at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And here are your top stories this hour.
Later on this hour, Jake Tapper defends the Cheney hoax.
Well, I don't know how you define hoax. This is nothing a hoax. We ran his clip. And, you know, there are people who are legitimately offended by that. And
it's a distortion, Jake. This is a distortion.
I ran the entire quote, Senator.
The city state's attorney, Ivan Bates, now wants to go after the parents whose children are committing crimes.
They're those parents who, no matter what happens, they could care less what their children are going to do. Doesn't matter what age they are. They're just not engaged to being a parent. Those are the parents I'm looking at.
Less than 24 hours from now, at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, it seems to me, the polls open here in this state and elsewhere along the East Coast. And it is possible by the end of the day tomorrow or shortly thereafter, should Kamala Harris win, that we would have a vice president come January 20. We'd have a vice president who is compromised. What do I mean by that? Turns out that DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, they've had their eye on little Mr. Minnesota for quite some time now, long before Timmy became the vice presidential nominee with Kamala Harris. Here's Mike McCall.
This is their MO. This is how they operate. We've seen it with Swalwell. You know, they take these women, they compromise candidates. This makes perfect sense that they would go after a state governor, in this case Minnesota, who has become the VP nominee. I find this really disturbing.
Yeah, it is really disturbing because the evidence begins to pile up that Tim Walz had a whole lot of trips to China, potentially for sexual liaisons with the daughter of a Chinese official, by the way. And during those trips, a couple of questions came up. A couple of those questions actually were raised by a whistleblower who took the information to James Comer.
I don't see, and the Constitution is on the ballot. Somebody needs to tell the public that, okay? It would be nice. But we got to talk about the apostrophe, and then we got to talk about jail and opponents, because really those are two equal things in modern American society.
That's James Carville, of course. James Comer, the congressman, who is actually in charge of the investigation of what is going on. He continued.
If you look at Walz's financial disclosure form, and I believe it to be accurate, he really doesn't have the means to pay for that many trips to China. And they were concerned as, why is he going to China so many times? Because all the things that all the boxes are checked with Tim Walz that the Department of Homeland Security and our intelligence community look for in a potential American official or their family member being groomed or being influenced by the Chinese Communist Party.
These are classic fingerprints. Anybody ever read Red Sparrow and we see the movie? These are classic fingerprints of a honey trap. And that's what it seems to the Chinese have done here. There's a couple of real questions. Who paid for these trips? The guy went 30 times. Who paid for this high school teacher to go 30 times to China?
Walz said he went to China at least 30 times. Of course, he lied about being in China during the Tiananmen Square massacre. So if you take Walz at his word that he's been there at least 30 times, that's a lot of money. I don't know who paid for the trips. And it's very frustrating to me that no one in the corporate media, the mainstream media, ever asked him Walz that question. When he was asked about China in one interview, he clammed up.
Yeah. Again, that's James Comer saying, I mean, we're looking into this guy. DHS won't cooperate with us. They will not give us the documents we've been asking for. They've been stonewalled by Mayorkas. And now we have Tim Walz, potentially the vice president of the United States, with Chinese fingerprints all over his butt, man.
Yeah, and would never be able to hold any kind of government job at the CIA, FBI, DOJ, any place that required a security clearance, he would not qualify for.
713 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCB, a man who would qualify for any job for which he would choose to go. Yes, that's Chuck Whitaker.
But I don't have fingerprints all over my butt, so at least that's the difference between
Well, us. Okay, I'll have to take your wife's word for that.
I was wondering about what you were going to say just then. To clarify that. Now, northbound 29, there was a wreck at Route 32. I think they just cleared the left-hand lane. You know, they're trying to get the vehicles off to the side, so it looks like we're moving traffic again on the northbound side, but we had begun to see some backups there coming up just beyond the bridge at Route 32, and from what we're seeing right now, it looks like the lanes are open and the vehicles may be off to the side. Southbound traffic was a little bit slow. We had that broken down vehicle, 895 southbound at Pulaski Highway, now has help in that area, so the traffic there is moving okay. We are going into the Old Harbor Tunnel, and we're not looking at any major problems on 95 south, even though there was that incident. It looks like still there at the south end of the south left-hand tube, still there in the painted out area. It's only adding to the heavy traffic on 95. And now the Beltway backups there, Parkville side, Interloop through Pikesville, and the west side, of course, anywhere from 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Weather channel forecast is going to be partly cloudy today and 62. Starts to heat up tomorrow, sunny 74. By Wednesday, sunny and 80. Here we go again. Chance of showers coming in on Thursday. Right now, it is partly cloudy, 42 in Dundalk, and it is 41 in Severn. Time for our MAGA movement update.
Macho, macho.
Fellow citizens, America's comeback starts right now.
Indeed it does. So you've already heard Trump is going to, Kamala broke it, Trump's going to fix it. That's been the slogan in a lot of ads of late. And fix what? Well, fix the economy is number one. And how's he going to do that? Well, he's done it not once, but twice before. So here's a guy that's already proven he can fix the economy and says he will do it again. And I think Americans are living paycheck to paycheck right now. That's Kamalomics, if you will. Remember, no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax on Social Security for seniors, and his latest idea was for parents who are afraid of putting their children into the government-run schools.
When I'm reelected, I will do everything I can to support parents who make the courageous choice of homeschool. Under the Trump tax cuts, we allowed families to use 529 education savings accounts to spend up to $10,000 a year tax-free on tuition for grades K through 12. This was a tremendous win for school choice, very important, school choice, remember that term, and yet that benefit did not apply to homeschoolers. So to support the growing homeschool movement in my next term, I will immediately fight to allow homeschool parents the same incredible benefit, $10,000 a year per child, completely tax-free to spend on costs associated with homeschool education. I will also work to ensure that every homeschool family is entitled to full access to the benefits available to non-homeschool students, including participating in athletic programs, clubs, after-school activities, educational trips, and more. To every homeschool family, I will be your champion. Do not vote Democrat. They are looking to destroy you. If you don't mind my saying that, Joe Biden can't put two sentences together, and yet he's looking to destroy you. Do not vote Democrat. Vote for Honest Donald. Thank you very much.
Honest Donald. Firing a page from Honest Abe. Hey, that's a big deal. $10,000 homeschool tax credit. For a
yeah.
lot of parents.
Oh, yes.
That is a huge deal. The Honey Badger's back. Steve Bannon wasting no time on the war room, laying out the seriousness and the consequences of tomorrow.
I know why they hate me, and I feed off their hate.
because I'm never going to stop. You can send me in prison. You can keep imprisoning me. You can try to take me out like you tried to take out Trump. I don't care. But I'm never going to quit. And particularly, you greaseballs, the way you sit there and steal it and then talk to people. Where are your votes? Where are your low propensity? They're going to show up on Tuesday? No, they're not going to show up on Tuesday because they don't exist. You've stolen it. You've lied about it. You try to destroy the country. What you've done and let 15 million illegal aliens invade our country, you're traitors. You're guilty of treason. And we have got to spend the time to go through and adjudicate this in public so that there's no question at all. They should have a minority counsel. They should have a ranking member. If you do it in the House, if a special counsel does it, let them get the best lawyers. And don't do it in a venue that we would win nationally like they win in D.C. Put it out there because the facts are on our side. Joe Biden never got 15 million votes, more votes than Barack Obama. Impossible.
Yeah, I think he's right about that. And that's because those ballots were manufactured, and they're not coming out as low-propensity voters because they don't exist.
Yeah.
Those ballots, of course, they were manufactured in 2020, but they don't exist now, at least not yet. And in a couple of stops, one in North Carolina and then in Wisconsin, he tackled the border and then tackled the economy on the border issue. This is pretty damning.
325,000 children are missing, dead, or sex slaves or slaves. Think of that. If that were a Republican, or if that were me especially, if that took place during my administration, they'd be talking about bringing back the electric chair.
Yeah. And that was in Gastonia, North Carolina. In Wisconsin, he talked about the jobs numbers that came out on Friday.
They have among the worst numbers ever in history. Nobody's ever heard. They did 12,000 jobs. Normally you're 250, 300,000, 400,000. They did 12.
Yeah, here are the numbers.
1,000.
Added for the month. Okay.
In the whole country.
Yeah. And that's the private sector lost 28,000 jobs. Government gained 40,000, but there were 112,000 fewer jobs overall. This is a pathetic, abysmal, worst jobs report we have had in years. And Elon Musk's mom, May, she said why they all switched from being Democrats to becoming America First MAGA Nation voters.
We were all Democrats, registered Democrats, and we've all changed, you know, because when he bought Twitter, and then we saw the Twitter files, all the corruption and dishonesty from the government, it was horrifying.
Yeah. It was horrifying. RFK Jr. saying that in the Trump presidency, they are going to remove fluoride out of the water to try to make America healthy again because of its ties to cancer. Folks, today is the last day before Election Day. One day left, less than 24 hours, so you will certainly need to do two things, pray and vote.
Macho, macho man.
And soon we will be a great nation again.
7:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
So I want to tell you about my dentists and their great practice and what they've done for me and suggest that they might be able to do the same for you. Dr. Laser, Dr. Doroshenko, they've been making my smile great again for years, and they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Their practice is cosmetic and advanced dentistry. You heard me talk about them for a good amount of time now. I love them. They do great work. You can check out their Gallery of Smiles on Instagram. A cosmetic dentist, Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggled tooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, you know what I mean, do what I've done. Have cosmetic and advanced dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at cosmeticdentistbaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
WCBM invites you to tune in to The Right Side with Delegate Nino Mangione every weekday morning from 11 to noon. Get an insider's perspective on state and national issues. Delegate Mangione will tackle the issues most important to you with keen insight and robust debate. Join Delegate Nino Mangione every weekday at 11 a.m. starting Monday, July 15th. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
7:23 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, our traffic person, man, thing, Chuck Whitaker.
And the morning backup has arrived. I-97 southbound. If you're coming down from Benfield Boulevard, you merge in at Route 32 through Gambrels and Odenton. They all come together right there, and it's slow from there down to the bridge at 178. You're looking at the ramp where it comes into the ramp at I-97. No problems there at all. The traffic coming off the Bay Bridge is doing fine. Now the traffic going eastbound, a little bit of sunshine as you're working your way across on the main span headed east. Anybody south and east right now, the sun is right there and open for business. They did clear the wreck from 29 northbound after Route 32, so that's improving through there. A lot more traffic now on the Beltway locally. That's the normal stuff. We're still looking at all the heavy traffic and delays as we come south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says partly cloudy today, 62. Right now, cloudy 40 in Columbia, 37 in Reisterstown. Let's take a phone call. Sophia in Ferry Hall.
Morning, Sophia.
Good morning. If Kamala, God forbid, gets in, it's a terrible thing to think about, but on a lesser scale, I think that those poor J6 political prisoners will never see the light of day again. What do you think?
Yeah, you're right.
I think that's a distinct possibility as a constant reminder that we will now jail our political prisoners for, like gulags, like Solzhenitsyn and others were sent to the gulags never to be heard from again. I still remember him getting word that when he heard Reagan said that, again, he was going to tear down this wall, he said there was hope for all these political prisoners. I certainly hope we have not become that country, but we're heading in that direction.
That's we sure are.
Thanks, Sophia.
All right, Saturday Night Live. Oh, gosh, yes, what an exciting one for all of us.
Kamala was on her way to Detroit, Michigan for a campaign appearance when she apparently got the invite, and she turned her plane around to go to New York City.
So ignoring all the people in Michigan, she decided she'd get more bang from her buck by going on SNL and doing this.
The American people want to stop the chaos and end the drama with a cool new stepmamala. Kick back in our pajamas and watch a rom Kamala.
Like Legally Blondela.
And start decorating for Christmas. Fa la 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 la.
Okay.
It was
lame.
Cringe.
It was lame. But there's another question that comes out of this. And one of the questions asked by Mary Catherine Hamm is who's getting more bang for the buck here? Was it worth her going on SNL? Did she get a lift in the polls out of this? Did she engage voters who had not been engaged before? Did she bring some attention to her campaign? Or has Donald Trump done this by simply creating viral moments all by his lonesome?
In a time of plummeting public trust, like this country is desperately in need of reliable narrators. Yeah. A politician's going to sway things their way on either side, right? But the press's actual job is to tell the truth about these things so that people who are reading the news don't have to go and watch three primary sources and parse it out.
Yeah, you simply don't have to go and watch a number of different primary sources and kind of figure out which primary source you're supposed to pay attention to. You're supposed to have an impartial press, which, of course, Saturday Night Live has now probably violated FCC and FEC rules, and they're going to have a price to pay on that.
Well, for the FCC, what they did is they gave him equal time. They gave him a one-minute ad in NASCAR and on Sunday Night Football last night, quote-unquote, for equal time.
Yeah.
The FEC, however, they may be in trouble for in-kind contributions.
Yeah. Winston Sears is the lieutenant governor of the state of Virginia. Very, very bright individual. She had an interesting observation about Kamala's decision to blow off voters in order to go on SNL.
There are serious issues to be had, and yeah, you can go on SNL and yuck it up, but so close to an election, I don't think so. You ought to be making your major points.
Yeah, you ought to actually be out there campaigning. I think it was a misstep, particularly when you have the ability of Donald Trump to, you know, serve McDonald's hamburgers for a bit, to work at the French fry station, and that went viral. And then you have McDonald's being trumped by Donald Trump, showing up in a white Trump trash truck, and he owned again the news cycle. And what do we have? Any bounce back? Any conversations you guys had on Sunday about the marvelous appearance that she had and how funny it was and how you're now all of a sudden engaged in the discussion? No, they just aren't there. This is the gang that could not shoot straight. Now, this is I think this is a hilarious bit. Ricky Gervais, who you've seen hosting a number of award shows because he doesn't respect anybody, and it's fun to watch, he decided to make fun of celebrity endorsements, and he actually videoed this in his bathtub.
As a celebrity, I know all about stuff, like science and politics. So trust me when I tell you who you should vote for. If you don't vote the right way, it's like a hate crime. And it makes me sad and angry. And I'll leave the country. And you don't want that.
Oh, gosh, no.
He is brutal. Brilliant. In Hollywood, that's
brilliant.
For sure. Vinny Steele, he will help sell your home in the country and sell it for the asking price that you desire and the time frame that you need to sell your home. Otherwise, Vinny will buy it from you and pay you in cash. That's the Vinny Steele Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company Guarantee. I mean, that's what they do. They just guarantee the sale of your home when you sign on the dotted line. And they've been doing that now for quite some time. Much to the delight of many homeowners and people who are trying to sell their home. So Vinny or one of his agents comes out, you negotiate or sit down, talk about the asking price and time frame, and once you both agree, sign on the dotted line, your home is sold. That simple. 410-709-7515. That is the number. 410-709-7515. He can do that because you have tens of thousands of names in a database of buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. 15. It's 7:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. 14-year-old is dead. 16-year-old charged with murder following a weekend shooting in Aberdeen. Police say Heaven Grace High School student Jaden Winchester was found shot in the head just before midnight Saturday, the 200 block of Center Dean Avenue. The 16-year-old suspect, also a student at Heaven Grace, and he is being charged as an adult with first and second degree murder, first degree assault, and gun offenses. Heaven Grace High School principal Brad Spence says the school community is deeply saddened at the loss of Jaden and will be remembered as a friend and warrior forever. Crisis team will be available for students and staff. City police investigating a Sunday night shooting in West Baltimore. Officers called to the 1500 block of Pennsylvania Avenue shortly before 9 p.m. They found an unresponsive woman with an apparent gunshot wound. Medics took the victim to a hospital for treatment. No update on her condition. Former Maryland Governor and Baltimore Mayor Martin O'Malley says he's voting no on question F for the city's ballot. Question asks if the city charter should be changed to allow for private mixed-use development around the Inner Harbor. In a social media post this weekend, O'Malley said the ballot question is, quote, a terrible developer grab of public waterfront parkland. And winter on the waterfront returns to Baltimore with the grand opening of the Harbor Ice Rink on November 9th. The Waterfront Partnership says the rink is again located at the top of the amphitheater between the Harbor Place Pavilions. And this year it's sponsored by the Pearlstone Family Fund and the Joseph and Harvey Meyerhoff Family Charitable Trusts. Grand opening gets underway Saturday at noon. First 50 people to arrive will be able to skate for free. The event will feature a DJ, hot cocoa, coffee, and pastries. Rink will remain open until January 20th. Coming up on 7:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM in 1 minute, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your glass half full or half empty? When it comes to life's important conversations and planning for you and your family's future, perspective is everything. Estate planning is one of those essential discussions commonly viewed as difficult or uncomfortable. In reality, estate planning is an empowering opportunity to evaluate what's important to you and learn how to protect it. Stouffer Legal's valuable insights and customized approach to estate planning ensures you and your loved ones are protected if something unexpected were to happen. Our estate planning attorneys are dedicated to estates, wills, trusts, and medical directives tailored to each family's individual story. We are here to protect your family and provide a peace of mind to your generation of planners. Contact us today to learn more about how to protect your stuff and your legacy at planbaltimore.com or by calling 410-645-PLAN. That's planbaltimore.com, or call us at 410-645-PLAN.
A lot of numbers from last night. Your pick 3823. Your pick 4-7-2-2-1. And a 733 traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Both the tunnels now backed up pretty close to the city county line, 895. Looking at it live here, it's beginning to slow and stop right here at Moravia Road. So that's a long ride from there down into the Old Harbor Tunnel and eventually down to Child Street. So that's pretty close now to a 30-minute delay. 95 is also backed up just south of the split at 895. So if you're coming down from Chesico Avenue, Kenwood Avenue on 95, right there at the city county line, the backup towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel begins in that area. And I can tell you at least all four lanes are moving. However, give me 1 second here. It looks like there might be something going in to the right tube. Yeah, it looks like the right lane of the right tube southbound has a problem now. They're getting out of the right lane, staying into the left-hand lane. So that's adding to the backup now at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
After some cooler weather over the weekend, another warm-up underway, and by midweek, temperatures will feel like springtime. Today, some clouds, dry, 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 74. Wednesday, sunshine, near 80 the high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. At Blindster, we offer custom-made faux wood and real wood blinds and shutters, cellular shades, Roman shades, bamboo shades, exterior shades, and more, all at factory direct prices. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
All eyes were on the Ravens' offense yesterday, but 1 week after letting the game literally slip through their hands, the Ravens' defense made amends yesterday, coming up with a big turnover at the start of the game.
Hurry up and fake the toss to go bootleg. Pass got away from him, and it's intercepted. Bounced off the receiver's hands, and Ardarius Washington able to catch it on the rebound.
Jim Nance with the call on CBS. Now, that interception didn't turn into points for Baltimore, but it did set the tone for a Ravens defense that stymied the Broncos all day, especially in the red zone. As the Ravens cruise past Denver 41-10 after the game, John Harbaugh offered this.
I thought the red zone defense was amazing. I thought they did a great job in coverage. I thought our coverage did a great job the whole game. He's a really dangerous quarterback, as you all saw him. He's really hard to get down in the pocket.
Talking about Bo Nix, the Denver quarterback. Indeed, the Broncos had four possessions in the red zone, came up empty three times. Elsewhere in the division, Joe Burrow, a career-high five touchdown passes. Cincinnati cruises over Las Vegas. And Jameis Winston throws three picks after throwing three touchdowns last week against Baltimore. The Chargers beat the Browns 27-10. The Steelers were on a bye yesterday. And that sets up for Baltimore a big Thursday night showdown. Bengals and Ravens here at M&T Bank. Game time will be 8:20 p.m. College football this weekend. What a Saturday for Navy and Rice. They had to wait out two major lightning and rain delays, totaled over 5 hours. Game didn't get over until about midnight. And when it was finally over, the Owls beat the Mids 24-10 was the final. D3 ball, sixth-ranked Salisbury moves on. 8-0, 52-35 win over the College of New Jersey. High school football, number one St. Francis, big win over IMG down in Florida, 30-3. Number two Spalding shuts out Mount St. Joe, 31-0. Dunbar extends its winning streak to 48, 46-0 over Digital Harbor. And Sean Casey's DeMatha Stags had a stag party Saturday, 37-0 over Bishop McNamara. More high school scores coming next hour. College basketball gets underway tonight. And with five new players from the transfer portal, Maryland begins the season with high hopes. One of the biggest issues for the Terps early on will be replacing the leadership, not to mention the points, of point guard Jameer Young. Head coach Kevin Willard on how difficult that would be.
You're not going to replace Jameer, and that's not Jacoby's job. Biggest thing for us was with Jacoby, getting someone that shot a high percentage from the three-point line was major, and a guy that had played at a pretty good level.
Talking about Jacoby Gillespie, a 6'1 point guard from Belmont University, a transfer. Gillespie led the Bruins last year 17 points per game and was named All-Missouri Valley Conference. Game time tonight is 8 p.m. at Xfinity. It'll be the Manhattan Jaspers and the Maryland Terrapins. Time now is 7:37 when we return. G. Stein makes a big move.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
So admittedly, I got off to a slow start this year, but, I mean, the cream eventually rises to the top, doesn't it? I mean, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, sure.
So
there's a little spring in your step today.
Oh, God, huge. I wouldn't say it's over, guys. I wouldn't say this pick'em is over, but, I mean, you got to look up at the leader now, okay? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Anyway, I went 4-0.
Wow.
And I did the math. I've gone 10-2 in the last 3 weeks.
Okay. And how much time have you spent?
A lot. Too okay. much. Yes. Way
then
too much.
A lot more time.
To the exclusion of all else, apparently. So Gary Stein now leads the pool, 22-14.
Well done, man.
Bruce, and we all had good weeks. You, Sean, you were 3-1. Bruce, you were 3-1. But I'm on top, 22-14. Bruce, you're next, one game behind, 21-15. And Sean, you mop it up the rear. Now you have reached 500, though.
That's so it. That was my goal.
Right. So you got to get to 500 first.
Got to get to 500 first. Now I'm going to get serious.
Right. But you know, Sean, only the top two teams make the playoffs.
Oh, okay.
At the end of the year. Okay just right. FYI.
So there's going to be a playoff between the top
between
two?
Bruce and I, yeah.
In a league where there are three teams?
So you're guaranteeing victory then?
No, I'm not guaranteeing, but I'm also almost guaranteeing that you're out. So anyway, 22-14. Bruce, you're 21-15. Sean, you're 18-18. We got a good battle going
on.
Yeah,
I'm only four games back. Yeah, anything can happen.
There you go.
All right, thanks, Gary. Congratulations on your perfect week.
Thank you.
And so many other ways, too. Yes. 7:39, 21 minutes. It's now before the hour of 8 o'clock. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. So we have this new Department of Youth Services Juvenile Justice Reform law that has gone into place as of Friday. And we have a 14-year-old who was shot and killed by a 16-year-old in Aberdeen. So things really have changed a lot over the day. I know it's not going to be an immediate thing. But so Ivan Bates, the city state's attorney, he wants now to target the parents. And rightfully so. But the question is, how do you do it? Here's what he said in an interview with Fox 45 recently.
They're those parents who, no matter what happens, they could care less what their children are going to do. Doesn't matter what age they are. They're just not engaged to being a parent. Those are the parents I'm looking at.
Yeah, those are the parents that he's looking at. He's targeting parents now that don't care if their kids are out way past 11, 12 o'clock at night and are committing carjackings and robberies and assaults, etc. And he said there's got to be some accountability.
To me, one of the things we need to talk about with juvenile justice is parental accountability.
So what does that look like? What does accountability look like? And a defense attorney by the name of Brandon Mead says that Bates is going to run into some constitutional pushback.
I think that there will be some constitutional hurdles for the legislature to get over when it comes to holding parents accountable legally. Because realistically, even though, there are children, they are their own person.
That is true.
Wait a minute now. The children are minors.
Yes.
They're in the care of their parents. The parents are responsible for them in every other fashion. Why cannot the parents be held responsible for them in this fashion?
Well, I think if you're going to charge them with child neglect or child abuse, you may have, but you can't hold them accountable for the crime that their child has committed. If their child has committed attempted murder, you can't charge them with attempted murder.
You
can charge them if they provide a firearm to that child with as an accomplice.
Or access to,
aiding and abetting maybe. Maybe that's the charge. But remember, Kamala Harris tried this in San Francisco. She tried putting black parents in jail for truancy issues. And it did not work out. So you can't do that. But there are other ways you can hold parents accountable besides putting them in jail. Especially if they're coming from a single parent family. And what are you going to put the single mom in jail? Then where does the child go? Into the system? So there's got to be a more creative way of doing this.
Well, you heard my suggestion before the show. Yeah. Make them wear an ankle bracelet. As long as the kids wear one, they wear one.
So a mother and child, or a father and child, not reunion like Paul Simon used to sing about, but an ankle monitor. So they would both be.
Yeah.
And have to look at both of them.
An enhanced penalty for child neglect, and that would be as long as your child is wearing an ankle monitor, you are. Shame has to have a function here.
But with the ankle monitors, it always comes back to the Department of Youth Services. And City State's Attorney Angela Galliano said that even with this new juvenile justice reform law, even with a thing like you're suggesting, ankle monitor, you still are relying on the DJS for the input and the feedback.
We are cautiously optimistic. DJS is still the gatekeeper, and it will depend, I think, on the consistency of implementation, making sure that the criteria and the guidelines that are designated in the new legislation are actually implemented and that those policies are followed consistently.
Yeah, so if DJS is still the gatekeeper and the head of the gatekeepers is still Vincent Schiraldi, more on him coming up at the top of the hour at 8:07 with Governor Moore, then are we should expect the same results. I don't think you're going to see a massive sea change with as long as Schiraldi's running the show.
Yeah, as long as the people who are guiding the ship keep guiding us into icebergs, we got a problem. 7:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCB. And we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Now is your opportunity, 410-WCBM-680. First, though, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
We're brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. We had the wreck earlier in Prince George's County. Still some lane blocks. Blockage there, 214 on Central Avenue, right at the ramp at the Capitol Beltway. That's been a big problem in that area, and it looks like it may be closed, especially on the westbound side of Route 214. And then there were problems earlier with accidents around the Capitol Beltway, one earlier over near Route 29. They were on both shoulders on the outer loop at Route 450, so the Capitol Beltway has its own problems in that area. Heavy traffic, of course, as we mentioned earlier, going to Annapolis. I-97 southbound through the ramps at Route 32. All of the normal delays are still there on the Beltway with very heavy traffic south. We're going to go back and revisit very quickly here. We had a problem in the right lane of the right tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Looks like that's still a problem. Only a single lane in the right tunnel. The left tube is open. The backup on 95 now is back beyond the city-county line. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Check your battery, belts, hoses, and antifreeze. You'll have it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says partly cloudy today, still a little bit on the cooler side, 62. Then things begin to warm up, sunny and 74 Tuesday for Election Day. Well, weather will not be a factor here in the Baltimore metro area, most of Maryland, sunny and 80 on Wednesday. It'll be partly cloudy right now, 42 in the city and 39 in the Forest Hill. Time to choose your fake news, three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, you win. And we've got Maryland scratch off lottery tickets, five of them. Top prize $1,000. Head to mdlottery.com for details. Stephen Abingdon is our contestant. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
Can I go after Chuck?
You want to go after Chuck?
Yeah.
Okay, we can arrange that.
What did I do? You coming after me? Oh, he's going after me.
No, I respect your opinion there, Chuck.
My man, thank you.
Are you talking about traffic or in other areas?
In virtually every area of life, right, Steve?
Just in life in general.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Is Chuck like your sort of radio guru?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What's this with the crush thing? He's not a witness. I mean, crying out loud.
No,
I just said something wrong there just then.
I'm just trying to open up another revenue stream for you.
Another revenue stream. I know what kind of stream you're talking about. It ain't revenue.
You can barter your guru-ness.
That's right.
Bruce, I told you before, stay out of this.
He's opening up a new guilt for gurus.
That's right.
All right. Story one. And Kamala Harris supporters across the country have been left rattled after receiving letters and postcards suggesting they will be, air quote, volunteering to house illegals. While Democrats have championed open borders and humanitarian migrant policies, it seems, when the issue is brought to their own doorsteps, they begin to flinch a little bit. Apparently, supporters in Massachusetts, California, and other states are saying they're getting letters saying, thanks for volunteering to house an illegal alien family. Story two, you may or may not have heard of the Peanut the Squirrel. Peanut the Squirrel went viral over the weekend after the owner of Peanut the Squirrel, who runs an animal rescue company, watched as government agents came in and searched his home and found Peanut and Fred the Raccoon and euthanized them. The owner of this Peanut the Squirrel, who was a domesticated squirrel, not a wild rodent, is now suing the New York State government for $1 million for the death of his pet squirrel. Even Donald Trump commented on the death of Peanut on X over the weekend. In story three, a transgender biological man who identifies as a woman has filed a lawsuit against Hooters for refusing to hire him after he was already banned from the restaurant for sexually harassing waitresses. So that's a new twist. All right, so story one is people with hair signs are in panic after receiving letters and postcards thanking them for volunteering to house migrant families. Story two, the owner of Peanut the Squirrel suing the state of New York for $1 million for euthanizing his pet. And story three, transgender biological man suing Hooters for refusing to hire him after he was harassing waitresses. What are you laughing at, Bruce?
It's a story you come up with.
All right. Bruce, we'll start with you since you were chuckling rather vigorously there.
I was chuckling right there. Story number one, letters going out to individuals. Maybe. Peanut the Squirrel. I sure hope that's true because what they did was horrible. Hooters lawsuit. You know, I'm going to guess that that's fake news.
Okay. Bruce goes for story number three. Kristen?
I think the Hooter story is true, and I think it's hilarious, so I hope that's true. The squirrel story, I can't decide if it's a legit story of government overreach or it's like a literal squirrel for the whole country right before the election to distract people. But I know there's something about that, so I'll say that's true. I'm going to say number one is false. Not that that's not the plan, but I wouldn't think they'd be admitting that.
Okay. And Chuck?
All right, so the guy with the Hooters, they figured out he was nuts, and then he found out he really wasn't nuts, so...
Oh, my God.
He apparently was a little squirrely.
Yes, he was. Maybe that's why they called him Chewbacca. I'll go with one.
All right, Chuck Whitaker goes story number one with Kristen. Steve?
I'm telling you what, I think they're all fake, but...
Yes, you're right.
Nope, only one is.
Terrible. I'm going to go off on my own. I'm going to say number two.
All right. Steve goes with Peanut the Squirrel owner suing for $1 million. Story number three, the Hooters story, that is a true story.
Wow.
Yeah, true story. Story number one got two votes, Kristen and Chuck. That is also a true story. That they're getting letters.
Hey, no. Steve, way to go, man.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah. Steve, you figured it out.
Yeah. And Steve, way to go. Now, Peanut the Squirrel was euthanized, but the owner is not suing for $1 million.
Not yet.
So who knows what's going
to
happen.
But if he does, we get to come back and...
The thing went viral. This Peanut the Squirrel was on TikTok. He had its own TikTok account. It was incredible.
Right.
Yeah.
Before the show, we were talking, Chuck, and I was saying, what are we going to talk about after this election? And it dawns on me. We could do any number of shows on Peanuts the Squirrel.
Yeah, that was good. Plenty to talk about, I'm sure.
Yes. That should have been the lead segment today.
A quick update.
Yep. Steve, congratulations. We'll put you on hold. Yes, go right ahead.
Right lane of the right tube is back open again at the Fort McHenry Tunnel.
Thank you, sir, for that quick update. Appreciate that.
Or the quid update, either one.
The quid update. The quid pro quo update. Thank you. 7:51, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney. And you have no idea where to start. What do we do?
You know, I'd say join the club, really. You know, everybody faces this problem. You've been raising your family all these years. You've been working hard at your job to support your family and make sure everyone's happy and healthy and successful. And this really started to show up when my partner, Michael Connett, who's an estate planning attorney, we were doing a lot of tax returns. And we'd be seeing these opportunities and saying, hey, go talk to your financial advisor, go talk to your broker, ask him to do this for you. And then we just had this light bulb go off really that said, hey, it makes sense to bring all of this under one roof so that we're talking about estate planning, we're talking about taxes, we're talking about your investments, because everything works together. So for the next five callers that are truly serious about saving money on taxes and saving money in retirement, I want to encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. Now, as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Ryan and Mike want to help you protect your life savings. So call ProStatus Financial now at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040, and at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Decision 2024 coverage of Election Night with Todd Starnes, featuring live radio reports from all the battleground states, real-time results, and calls from listeners. Decision 2024 live 6 to midnight, November 5th on Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:53 Monday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, they reopened the right lane at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Was blocked there for a while in the right tube. It was a broken down vehicle, apparently. Backed us up, and now we're slow all the way back to the city county line. Again, 895, not much better sitting there at Moravia Road. 30-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer now as you're going south on 95 and 895, and eventually down to the south side of the city. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your weather channel forecast is going to be for this Monday partly cloudy and 62. Then for Election Day tomorrow, sunshine and 74. Right now, cloudy, 47 in Annapolis, 43 in Columbia at 7:54 on the morning drive. Coming up at 8:07, Governor Moore weighing in on Vinny Schiraldi.
This is what Donald Trump actually said, folks, over the weekend. There was a following. This is what's been distorted. All right, if you've heard this, Donald Trump says that people should assassinate Liz Cheney, blah, blah, blah. Donald Trump says they should line her up in front of her firing squad, blah, blah, blah. No. Here's what he said.
She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with nine barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face. You know, they're all war hawks when they're sitting in Washington in a nice building saying, oh, gee, Will, let's send 10,000 troops right into the mouth of the enemy.
Yeah, that's what he said. It was something that's been repeated in conflict after conflict in this country, and that is, and the, you know, old men in suits, it used to be the way, old men in suits make decisions so young men in uniforms can die. And now you have the situation where you have old men and old women in suits are deciding that when your sons or daughters can die, and that's what Donald Trump was talking about clearly. No two ways about it. Bill Haggerty, Senator, says, let's talk about the issues instead of this, right? We only have less than 24 hours to go. How about we talk about the issues?
War is serious. War is deadly. He was making that point with this analogy. I think that's what's here. That's the point here. What we're talking about, though, is the fact that President Trump is actually winning. Voters would much prefer to hear about what Kamala Harris's position is on the economy, what she's going to do to fix our broken southern border, to take crime in our streets down, to make our nation more safe and secure. Rather than talk about that, we're going to blow up yet another one of these stories into some sort of pre-election day hoax. I think we should move on.
Yeah, unfortunately, moving on was not in the cards. All over the swamp media, it was Donald Trump wants to kill Liz Cheney, blah, blah, blah. Simply not true. Haggerty then went on with Jake Tapper. And Tapper got into a high umbrage.
Well, I don't know how you define hoax. This is nothing a hoax. We ran his clip. And, you know, there are people who are legitimately offended by that. And
it's a distortion, Jake. This is a distortion.
I ran the entire quote, Senator. We ran the entire thing.
This is a distortion about violence. And the violence he's talking about is the violence that's perpetrated on our men and women in service and the decisions that are made by people like Liz Cheney to send them into the throes.
Period. That wasn't enough. So Haggerty had to go at him a second time to see if he was going to finally get through Tapper's thick skull.
I think President Trump is making a broad statement and using her as an example of the war hawks in Washington that make these decisions from the comfort of an office, perhaps not taking into account the fact that there are very serious consequences. Those consequences are realized by those people that are in the foxhole, those people that are actually in combat situations. That's what he was illustrating, and nothing more.
Yeah, and that's it. But Tapper wasn't going to have any of it. I mean, he has his talking points. They're going to hang to this. This is a last-ditch, desperate attempt by the Kamala Harris campaign to see if they can't pry away a couple of voters who may not be paying attention to the news as it currently exists. So then we take a look at one of the more reasoned individuals in the talk sphere. His guy's name is Hugh Hewitt. If you've never heard him, he's a good guy, does a very good show. And he was on with Jonathan Capehart. And Capehart, of course, is leading this bandwagon about Trump. Orange man bad. Now he wants to kill Liz Cheney, orange man really bad.
We are news people. We have to report the whole story. So, yes, he's upset about Bucks County, but he was right, and he won in court.
I don't appreciate being lectured about reporting.
I won't come back, bad. Jonathan. I'm done.
What?
That's it.
I'm done. This is the most unfair election ad I've ever been a part of.
Yeah, if you see Capehart at any point between now and forever, understand he is radical left. His news is slanted radical left. It is bereft of fact and high on opinion. And then, actually, it was interesting because Charlie Hurt was then asked about the statements from Hugh Hewitt.
Hugh Hewitt is a very cerebral, balanced, normal, intelligent guy. And the idea that Capehart is going to sit there and lecture him like he's some sort of right-wing nut job is just idiotic.
Yeah, it is. But that is the want of the political left.
Indeed it is. And more to come here in the next hour or so on The Morning Drive. The Law Office of Michael A. Friedman wanted me to remind you that, again, serious accidents resulting in serious injury do need your serious legal representation. You shouldn't try to do this on your own. Michael has told me horror stories of folks that try to be their own lawyers. They try to represent themselves when battling the insurance companies. And oftentimes they make mistakes. And then when they realize they make a mistake, then they end up calling Michael. And in many cases, the mistake is fatal. They can't resurrect the claim or the case because they have done irreparable harm to their claim. So the best advice I can give you is hopefully it's never, but if you are involved in a serious accident resulting in serious injury, just call Michael, call his firm. They will handle everything, and all you have to do is recover and rest easy, knowing that you're in great hands and have great representation. 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203, or online at maflaw.com.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It's Election Day Eve, and the presidential candidates are busy making their final pitch to voters and getting in their final digs at each other. In a Sunday afternoon rally in North Carolina, former President Trump campaigned for a return to law and order, the deportation of criminal illegal aliens.
Some of the worst terrorists in the world in our country right now, they may live right by you. They let them in by the tens of thousands. The worst administration in the history of our country.
Kamala Harris talking at Unity during a visit to Battleground, Michigan.
What kind of country do we want for our children and our grandchildren? A country of chaos, fear, and hate, or a country of freedom, justice, and compassion?
Harris has several stops planned today in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, and Allentown in the east, and Pittsburgh out west. Former President Trump closes out his campaign tonight in a familiar spot. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports from his tour of the Blue Wall states.
8 years ago, on the eve of his shocking White House victory, Trump held his final campaign rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hoping to win the Great Lakes state a second time, he finished his 2020 bid with a late-night stop again in Grand Rapids. That year, Joe Biden narrowly won Michigan. Tonight, Trump will return to Grand Rapids one last time with the final rally of this year's campaign. On the Blue Wall States tour, Greg Clugston, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
They're keeping their eyes on the skies today across Oklahoma with the potential for more bad weather following yesterday's round of powerful storms and tornadoes, 11 people injured, tens of thousands without power.
He helped to advance the careers of some of the biggest names in music and entertainment. Legendary music producer, writer, arranger Quincy Jones has died. He was 91. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 2 points higher, NASDAQ futures down 14. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you just grin and bear it or bite the bullet when it comes to everyday pain? Don't. Try Relief Factor, a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's 100% drug-free, it's developed by doctors. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me. Try Relief Factor for yourself. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Not sure how much you know about Progressive Insurance. You may know us for insuring your home and auto. You may know a couple of our commercials. But what you may not know is that since 2013, Progressive has been honoring veterans with vehicle donations through the annual Keys to Progress Veteran Vehicle Giveaway Program, giving back to those who gave so much. Now, you probably didn't wake up today saying, I really wish I knew more about Progressive Insurance, but this seemed like the type of thing people wouldn't mind hearing about. Find out more about how we're dedicated to our customers and communities at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Zen.
Good morning. It's 8:03, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
JFX, you're looking good. Buxton Road down through the city-county line. No problems there. The Beltway pretty much with the normal delays. Parkville side really slow right here at Hartford Road and is backing up back to Putty Hill. It's not quite back to Bel Air Road. And then the outer loop west side, all the normal delays are there. And it's pretty solid from that point at 795 all the way down through the ramps at Frederick Road. And then we're on the way down the hill towards Wilkins Avenue and 95 with the lanes open. Both the tunnels improved just a little bit. We're down to Pulaski Highway now on 895, and 95 has moved a little bit south of Moravia Road. No new problems now, so we're moving with all the lanes open, but we're still 20 to 25-minute delays on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
After some cooler weather over the weekend, another warm-up underway, and by midweek, temperatures will feel like springtime. Today, some clouds, dry, 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 74. Wednesday, sunshine, near 80 the high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 39 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it's 50 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A 14-year-old is dead, a 16-year-old charged with murder following a weekend shooting in Aberdeen. Police say Havilah Grace High School student Jaden Winchester was found shot in the head before midnight Saturday in the 200 block of Center Dean Avenue. The 16-year-old suspect, also a student at Havilah Grace, he is being charged as an adult with first and second degree murder, first degree assault, and gun offenses. City police investigating a Sunday night shooting in West Baltimore. Officers called to the 1500 block of Pennsylvania Avenue shortly before 9 p.m., where they found an unresponsive woman with apparent gunshot wounds. Medics took the victim to a hospital for treatment. No update on her condition. And winter on the waterfront returns to Baltimore this week with a grand opening of the Harbor Ice Rink on November 9. The Waterfront Partnership says the rink is again located at the top of the amphitheater between the Harbor Place Pavilions, and this year it's sponsored by the Pearlstone Family Fund and the Joseph and Harvey Meyerhoff Family Charitable Funds. It's 8:05 on WCBM. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3, 823. Your pick 4, 7221. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you snore, you may have sleep apnea. But Dr. Damian Blum of Feel Well Rested has a simple solution, and it's not that cumbersome CPAP mask. Dr. Damian Blum will fit you with a custom-fit mouthpiece if you have sleep apnea. Make an appointment to see Dr. Damian Blum. If you're tired or overweight, clear your throat or snore, you may have sleep apnea. Sleep apnea can cause strokes, heart attacks, memory problems like Alzheimer's or dementia, and even death. Also, there's a connection to diabetes, acid reflux, and erectile dysfunction. Dr. Damian Blum is certified by the American Board of Dental Sleep Medicine, and he's a diplomat of the American Academy of Dental Sleep Medicine. Most health insurances are accepted, and they are in-network providers for Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and Medicare. Call Dr. Damian Blum at Feel Well Rested at 410-744-6088. 410-744-6088. They want to help you feel well rested, too. Call today. 410-744-6088.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Well, that Ravens offense was on point yesterday, racking up 396 yards and scoring on seven straight drives as the Purple and Black took down Denver 41-10 before 71,000-plus at M&T Bank Stadium. We'll pick it up early. Ravens' second drive, 0-0 the score, but not for long.
You're going to run it up the middle. Bouncing off one player, and Henry takes it home for his 100th career rushing touchdown.
Jim Nance with a call on CBS. Henry would add number 101 later in the game, moving past the great Barry Sanders and into eighth place on the all-time list. After the game, the King showed his other great quality.
Like I said before, I give the credit to guys who are blocking to make my job easier. And all I got to do is just make my reads, get north to south, and make the most out of a play. So credit to all the guys blocking. Did a great job and all their unselfishness.
No doubt. On the other side of the ball, Ravens defense held the Broncos to just 1-for-4 in the red zone, and they sacked Denver quarterback Bo Nix four times. So now, a quick turnaround. Thursday night, Bengals and the Ravens downtown. Cincy after 0-3 start, now 4-5. They beat the Raiders yesterday in Cincinnati. Coming up at 8:35, the coaching carousel continues for the Orioles. And that is Stein on Sports.
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 410-654-0030, 410-654-0030, where your stay matters.
This is the final stretch of the most important election decision of a lifetime. Listen all day and check in frequently for the latest election news and updates from the voices you trust. Make the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is the third hour here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Coming up in this hour, Governor Moore getting grilled by Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45 over the status of Vinny Schiraldi, head of the Department of Youth Services. Dr. Naomi Wolf joins us at 8:35 to talk about the Pfizer paper and her endorsement of former President Trump. Still to come, of course, a little bit later on in the program, but we'll take a look at, there's a brand new Trump song that you might enjoy. But top story here today is, as we now have a new juvenile justice reform bill that is enacted as of Friday, meaning that you can now charge 10 to 12 year olds with some criminal charges. Not all apply. So that does help somewhat. And there's an extended probation. But the problem is you still have this, again, children in need of supervision, or the Child Interrogation Protection Act, rather, that is still, you have to have the attorney and the parents present, and otherwise law enforcement can't question. So that becomes an ongoing issue. And the head of the Department of Youth Services, Vinny Schiraldi, who had problems at Rikers Island, New York, and in D.C. when he had little barbecues for the little thugs that then would escape from his home. And then he went out and hired a convicted murderer from D.C. To help, quote-unquote, reform the Department of Juvenile Services. We're watching now as an epidemic has exploded in the state of crime committed by Utes. So Fox 45's excellent journalist Mackenzie Frost had a chance to, she basically stalked the governor all day Friday until she got some answers, and it's fascinating. Now, one, there's supposed to be this top-down review of the Department of Juvenile Services, and she was basically asking the question about the will public get access to this review.
Will the public see the results of that review, and do you have a timeline for the findings?
Well, the thing I think we're going to see is the public will not just see their reviews, they'll see the results. They'll see the fact that we have a department that is going to be better functioning and better supported.
Well, it's probably not a good idea to have a department headed up by a guy that doesn't think you're capable of committing a crime because your brain isn't fully developed until the age of 25. Okay, that would be your first hint. Number two, probably not a good idea to hire a convicted murderer and put him in charge of reforming your agency.
Yeah.
Much like, you know, you're hiring convicted felons to run the Safe Streets programs. But these are the birds of a feather. Progressive Wes Moore, progressive Brandon Scott, progressive Vinny Schiraldi. But Schiraldi still does have the support of Wes Moore. So I'm saying the problem isn't Vinny Schiraldi. The problem is Governor Moore.
He has responded to the calls for his resignation, saying that he plans to stay on the job as long as he has your support. Does he have your support right now?
He's still on the job right now.
But do you believe he is the person to continue leading this department forward, given all of the concerns that we continue to see about how intake works and about how young people are being monitored?
We know that the work of the Department of Juvenile Services and the results that we started to see from the Department of Juvenile Services, that it matters.
Yeah. So she asked him, "Is he? Does he have your support?" And he says, "Well, he's still on the job." Okay,
that's enthusiasm.
Yeah, that's a ringing endorsement.
I don't know. My boss said that about me. I think, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
huh?
Hey, I've got it. I've got it made now.
Yes.
And then, of course, the ongoing issues with the ankle monitors. It was a Frost reportage that we learned that the ankle monitors were, there were many more ankle monitors than we previously had thought. And there's a big difference from the GPS monitors and from the non-GPS monitors. And here's what he had to say about that.
It was both about reforming DJS and also making sure that it was doing a better job of coordinating with other departments. The North Star is increased accountability and also making sure we're increasing opportunities for young people, and everybody in the administration understands that that is my standard. Everyone understands that is standard everyone needs to hold to include Secretary Schiraldi.
Why do we continue to see young people commit crimes while they're on ankle monitors?
Well, I think that that's something that we have to be able to address, right? I mean, you know, we want a situation where we have no children that feel a need to commit crimes. And if they do, they need to understand there will be accountability for that as well.
No need to feel that they have to commit crimes, especially when they're monitored with the ankle stuff. Okay.
No need.
I have a need to commit crime, and now I got an ankle monitor. Now I really have a need.
It's like dopamine, you know?
It's like you're reminding me that I'm a thug by wearing an ankle monitor, so now I have to go out and commit two crimes.
Just to compensate. It's like, well, I could get a big car.
if I do something else, what else would I get?
8:13 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Chuck.
Hook that ankle monitor up to a diehard.
Yes.
Exactly. And then when they do something, zap their ass.
Yeah. There
That'll
you go.
Stop
yeah.
it.
All right.
Yeah.
Commissioner Whitaker for the Department of Juvenile Services.
Yes. Let's go out in the neighborhood.
I'm Chuck Whitaker, and I approve this message.
Let's go out and have some fun. I'll be beating ass from now till doomsday. Oh, my. 95 south and 395. The lanes are open. The sky ramp is clear coming north into Camden Yards. The southbound ramp off of 95 onto Russell Street, which is that long ramp that goes way around. And then it eventually becomes Russell Street and the parkway. Very slow on that ramp, but at least it is moving. We made a little progress going into both the tunnels, but we had problems earlier. So we're still 20 to 25 minutes at least right now with the backups on the southbound side. All the normal delays on the Beltway, that morning delay towards Annapolis, still there, but it's the usual backup, I-97, as you merge southbound at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecaster, let's see, though, Monday is looking pretty good, partly cloudy, 62, but listen to this, Tuesday and Wednesday, yeah, for Election Day tomorrow, sunny 74.
Wow.
And then sunny and 80 on Wednesday. I hope this is the precursor how bad we're going to get hit over the winter.
Yeah.
49 already in Annapolis. It's 42 in Bel Air. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown, Evie.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it is time to find out exactly which clown is going to come out of the Democrat clown car. So let's head to the big top. Please enter the big top, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring. As the clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps the current sitting president of the United States of America, Joe Biden.
I'm serious. These are the kind of guys you like to smack in the ass.
Yeah, that's very befitting, sir. What would your reaction be if you had the opportunity to do so?
Oh, my.
Yeah, I imagine. Is the smacking itself the thing that does it for you, Joe?
Ooh, that's the turn-on.
Yeah, it must be, I guess. One final question for you, Joey. Donald Trump walks into the room right now and turns around, turns his back to you. What are you going to say?
Hey,
How you doing?
Okay, then. Thank you, Mr. President. Get out of here.
Well, I have two thoughts on this.
Dangerous.
One is, this is the ongoing violent rhetoric of the left. Now, if they're going to take Trump out of context on the Liz Cheney stuff, smacking his backside is, I mean, this is a guy that called Trump out behind the barn, didn't he? Or the woodshed, or whatever the game said, out. He wants to knock him 6 days to Sunday. And then, of course, he wanted to take the Trump comedian out in, for a swim in the port of Baltimore. But now, of course, he says he wants to smack his arse. The question is, it's a good thing he didn't want to, A, sniff it, or B, bite it.
Yeah, well, I was a little surprised he says the kind of guy I want to take out and smell his hair. I mean, because to me, about the same degree of seriousness. Yeah, Joe Biden, he's got a little grin on his face. He's going to smack his ass.
Let's take a phone call to break up the frivolity. Tony in Cockeysville.
Morning, Tony.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, just real quick. Well, two things, actually. First, you all were talking with Kristen last week. I don't remember if Bruce was there or not back yet. Talking about Western Pennsylvania.
Right.
Beaver County is where I'm originally from, Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, actually. Born in the shadow of a steel mill, as we say. And, you know, it's been, since I was a kid, and I'm in my 60s, it was solidly Democrat. In fact, I remember when I bought my first, I'd moved to Baltimore about 30 years ago, I bought my first new car, it was a Nissan Sentra. I parked it in front of my uncle's house in Rochester, Pennsylvania, and he was a shop steward for a union at a steel mill. He made me move my car, because I couldn't park in front of his house. Well, because a very busy thoroughfare, and he couldn't afford to have anybody see it there.
Yeah, a Japanese car.
I went up and visited a few weeks ago. That uncle has a Trump sign in his front yard.
Wow.
Okay. And every one of my relatives, save a few, but they are Trumpers. I don't mean they are diehard Trumpers now, because they've seen what Kamala Harris is going to do with fracking and with giving away our business, because there's still some steel business up there and they don't want the car industry to go overseas.
Yeah.
So when I was up there, this is not a joke. The Trump signs, I've never seen anything like it in Beaver County and Butler County, too. My parents live in Butler, though, in Butler County. It must be 50, if not 100 to 1, Trump signs over Harris. And I don't just mean there's a Trump sign here and there. I mean, as you drive down the streets, it's like Christmas decorations. There are Trump signs everywhere. It's just phenomenal. And talking to my relatives, I'm tickled pink. I'm floored.
Yeah, and that's great. That's a great anecdotal story. The problem is, Tony, as you know, it's Allegheny County.
Well, exactly. And Kamala Harris is supposed to have an event there today. My father was down in Pittsburgh yesterday. They were tearing down the scaffolding at Point State Park where she was supposed to be. They're moving it somewhere else, and they still don't have it up on their website, because I looked this morning. There's still no location for it.
You were born in Beaver Falls?
Born in Beaver Falls, 1961, yes, sir.
No, where Namath was born in Beaver Falls, wasn't it?
No, Namath, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
In fact, I could tell you some stories, but I won't, where my grandmother lived. She lived next to the Polish Falcons in Beaver Falls, and Joe Namath's connection there. But anyway, one other thing I want to say. I watched or listened to Mark Levin on Friday night in the last hour. I'm glad he gave me permission to say this. He went off on what I hear a lot here in Maryland. When I get on, I have a large social network, so I'll get texts from people afterwards, and we feel the same way. We're voting for Larry Hogan. We know how he's going to vote. We know exactly how he's going to vote. But like Mark Levin said, and I'm quoting Mark Levin, he said, it is up to us to vote for these mealy-mouthed rhinos, because it's more important for us to get an R in the Senate right now than for us to follow some petty personal grievance we may have against him. And I almost felt like Mark was talking about Maryland when he was talking about it, because he may listen to the mornings, I don't know. But he said, it is incumbent upon us. It is a slap in the face to every one of us who's going to go out there and vote for R, to vote for Larry Hogan, not because of him, not because we're giving him a vote, but because we want to have a solid Senate. Mitch McConnell's not going to be running again, so we need to make sure we have a solid Senate with R in there. And it's a slap in the face to us who are going to go in there and cast our vote for the R, and to those who say, I'm not going to vote for Larry Hogan because I don't like him. Well, I'm sorry.
No, I'm not voting for Larry Hogan because I don't like him. I'm not voting because I can't trust him. And there's a big difference. There's a big difference.
That's a personal thing, then.
Yeah.
We need to put an R in there.
We have plenty of R's. We have plenty of R's without Larry Hogan.
Trust or no trust, this election is too important, and it may be too close to call.
Right. Tony, I've been there. Been there with McCain, been there with Romney, been with all these so-called R's that aren't R's.
To take the personal thing out and say, it doesn't matter if we trust Larry Hogan or not, because we know what we're going to get with Angela Alsobrooks, and we know what we're going to get with Larry Hogan.
Yeah.
What we're going to get. So we need to vote for the R. As Mark Levin said, we need to vote R all the way down the ticket for the next.
With all due respect to the great one, I've heard him go off on some of those R's in the past. Like the one that did thumbs down on Obamacare. Listen, we got to run, but listen, great call. Great spirited debate.
Yeah, I'm with you there, bud.
8-22. Oh, you're now voting for Hogan.
Yeah.
Well, okay. You did the 180 on that one.
Hold my nose.
Okay. So you got a patch and a nose plug now.
Yeah. Eye patch and a nose plug. It's really a delightful scene. That and the parrot. And parrot keeps going for the nose plug, so it's good. It's nice. Thanks y'all very much. 8:22 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Still to come, between now and 9 o'clock this morning, an amazing conversation coming up around the corner. Naomi Wolf, who has now endorsed Donald Trump, quite a surprise. She'll be with us for most of the next half hour, from around 8:37 until around 8:50-ish thereabouts. You want to hear what she has to say about the nature of this campaign and what is going to be happening tomorrow that you'll see right here. All right. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. 8:23 right now. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new problem on Route 100 westbound. If you're coming over from right here at Camp Meat Road at 170 and coming over from I-97, the wreck is all the way over at 295. And, of course, the problem is Route 100 through there is only two lanes at that point. So we're backed up, probably back beyond this camera at 170 and going all the way back towards I-97. No confirmation yet of which lane are affected, but we do see the impact, and that's a long line of traffic on 100 as you're trying to get over to the parkway and through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast, partly cloudy today and a high of 62, and so it's going to be really, really nice here in the next couple of days, and it's 47 right now in Pasadena, 44 in Parkville.
Hey, listen, let me tell you about Tim Kyle Electric. They're now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, and for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services as well. During the fall weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather's changing. Now is the point is changing every day. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
It's 8:25, 25 minutes after the hour. Marty is in Parkville. Good morning, Marty.
No longer in Parkville. I permanently reside in a Texas landfill. It's a piece of garbage.
Okay.
So, what I wanted to talk about, you were talking about Vinny's comments about the 25 and under. But
right.
If you go back to the Kamala comment, the speech where she called a 18 to 24-year-old stupid.
Stupid, right.
She was actually, if you look at the greater speech, she was actually making the same point as Vinny, is that people shouldn't be incarcerated at 25 because their mind hasn't fully developed.
Yeah, and she also, with a reporter, Prop 47 in California was softer on crime. It helped some of these juveniles. They lowered a lot of the property value and the amount that they could consider grand theft and so on and so forth. Now, Prop 36 is in California, and that would reverse Prop 47, and she wouldn't give an answer on that to a reporter yesterday. She said it's the Sunday before the election.
Yeah, I'm not going to commit on any issue. What the hell is that? Well, you're running because the issues you believe in.
Absolutely. I have a cousin that has a business out there, and they're told every time the police come in, if there's a theft, they say it's over $1,000, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now, can I make a quick point about the Hogan comments that Tony just made?
Yes.
So, you know, I understand you want to put the R into the Senate, but if you want to rebuild Maryland's Republican Party, you have to purge Larry Hogan from that party, because he has destroyed that party. And in order to rebuild it, you have to get rid of the entire Hogan wing, and he has to lose not only by a couple points, but badly enough that he goes away forever.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll see what, well, you know, the last, the polls I've seen, 8 to 12 points. Yeah. I think one was high as 14 points.
If he loses by close enough, he's just going to blame Trump supporters, and the party itself is going to continue to be divided. And it's going to be that way until Larry Hogan goes away.
Marty, thanks for the call. Yeah. Appreciate that. Let's get another call from Lori in Columbia. Lori, good morning.
Good morning. I called. Marty stole my thunder, but I also wanted to say that Mark Levin didn't back Trump at all until after Trump got in there and started doing things that he liked.
So. Yeah, that is a 100% correct assessment. Yeah, he was along with a lot of other Never Trumpers and folks that didn't trust Trump in the beginning. And of course, once the Trump accomplishments started to, you know, to rack up, and he was delivering on all of his promises, then the great one then awakened. It's a great point, Lori. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Lori, for the call. Appreciate it. Bill is in Owings Mills. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. Happy Monday to you.
Thank you. You too.
Just want to say that. One thing I love about Trump is he treats our military with respect, as they should be, and I've always felt that way. This past administration and his future flunky will treat our military like excrement. They will always be treated that way because they said, look at Afghanistan. That's what I wanted to point out. Don't ever forget when they came out from Afghanistan, when you pull that lever in the ballot box.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing to remember as you go into the to vote tomorrow, is to remember that. Remember the 13 dead and gone. Remember the way we were locked down and abused and had our rights taken away from us by the Biden-Harris administration. Remember who completely destroyed our economy on purpose. Remember who opened up our borders to radical. We have a 5-year-old that was raped in New York by an illegal alien.
Disgusting.
A 5-year-old. We haven't had time to talk about that this morning, but maybe we'll touch on it tomorrow.
I just changed my mind on Larry Hogan again. All right. I'm going to go back and forth on this between now and tomorrow. I have no idea, actually. Hey, listen, I want to tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice, Dr. Lazier, Dr. Doroshenko. They've been making my smile great again for years, and they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. The practice is cosmetic and advanced dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggle tooth, the discolored teeth, the loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B movie, do what I've done. Have cosmetic and advanced dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at cosmeticdentistbaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call cosmetic and advanced dentistry 410-356-7799 and make your smile great again.
Dr. Naomi Wolf is next. 8:30 with the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. 14-year-old is dead. 16-year-old charged with murder following a weekend shooting in Aberdeen. Police say Heaven and Grace High School student Jaden Winchester was found shot in the head just before midnight Saturday, the 200 block of Center Dean Avenue. The 16-year-old suspect, also a student at Heaven and Grace, and he's being charged as an adult with first and second degree murder, first degree assault, and gun offenses. Heaven and Grace High School principal Brad Spence says the school community is deeply saddened by the loss of Jaden, and he'll be remembered as a friend and warrior forever. City police investigating a Sunday night shooting in West Baltimore. Officers called to the 1500 block of Pennsylvania Avenue shortly after 9 p.m. They found an unresponsive woman with an apparent gunshot wound. Medics took the victim to a hospital for treatment. No update on her condition. Police have not released any information or a suspect or a possible motive. And the Maryland Transit Administration says every citizen who wants to exercise their right to vote should have easy access to the polls tomorrow. They're offering free rides on Election Day. Holly Arnold, the MTA administrator, says the agency is proud to offer free rides to help to make the voting process more accessible to everyone. The free transit service will be available on buses, the subway, mobility paratransit, and light rail to get to the polls, which will be open. They are open tomorrow from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. Finally, yes, once again, you can ice skate. Winter on the Waterfront returns to Baltimore. The grand opening of the Our Harbor Ice Rink, November 9. The Waterfront Partnership says the rink is again located at the top of the amphitheater between Harbor Place Pavilions. And this year, it's sponsored by the Pearlstone Family Fund and the Joseph and Harvey Meyer Hart Family Charitable Funds. Coming up on 8:32 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar, but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front, no managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it, we sell it, you profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145-330.
Your pick three last night, 823, and your pick four, 7221, now at 833. Time for traffic and weather on the threes, and Chuck Whitaker.
This wreck on Route 100 westbound, right before the parkway, actually right at the parkway, involves a tractor trailer and another vehicle. The fire department is there. They're blocking the right lane. It's only two lanes anyway through there, so the backup starts right here at 295, goes all the way back to 170 and maybe back. Haven't seen the tail end of the backup, but the backup could be all the way back to the ramp at I-97. So when you get pretty close to the parkway, you'll need to single up and be over in the left-hand lane on the westbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
After some cooler weather over the weekend, another warm-up underway, and by midweek, temperatures will feel like springtime. Today, some clouds, dry, 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 74. Wednesday, sunshine, near 80 the high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. Big payoff yesterday for the Ravens as they put the hammer down on the Broncos 41-10, the final. On a picture-perfect day for football, a lot of heroes for Baltimore yesterday. Lamar, three touchdown passes. Perfect passer rating in the process. Zay can't touch this Flowers, 5 for 127, two scores. And, of course, Derrick Henry, 106 on the ground, two touchdowns. History-making day for the King. But what about the unsung heroes? What about a guy like number 42 on offense for Baltimore?
You wait for the trickery.
Here's the wide open target. Ricard with the touchdown catch. And Jackson's the first to come over and congratulate him.
And the seventh touchdown of his career. Jim Nance had the call on CBS. And then after the game, it was Ricard who was asked what he loves most, a pancake block or a touchdown score.
You know, touchdowns, they're hard to come by, but I think pancaking is just, it's kind of the pride of just physically dominating somebody for your teammate. And I think that's more special than touchdowns. But touchdowns are always, they're always fun.
Spoken like a true fullback. Ravens moved to 6-3 on the campaign, a half game behind the idle Steelers, and this now sets up a Thursday night encounter with the Bengals. Coming up, Cincinnati 0-3 start, but now they come to town at 4-5 with a chance to make some noise in the AFC. A couple more high school scores to round out the weekend. St. Paul's over BL 13-7. Calvert Hall defeated Concordia 21-9. 17th ranked Loyola hands 18th ranked Milford Mill their first loss, 27-20 the final. And the big battle in AA County goes to a Arundel. They handle Annapolis pretty easily, 43-6. To baseball we go. Free agency begins tomorrow at 5 p.m. Rumor has it that the Mets will go all in on Corbin Burns. Meanwhile, the O's coaching carousel continues. Now it's director of pitching Chris Holt not being asked back by the Birds. Forrest Hermann will take over. Holt joins co-hitting coaches Matt Brook-Schulte, Ryan Fuller, as well as bench coach Freddie Gonzalez and Jose Hernandez. They're all gone from Baltimore. College basketball gets underway tonight. Maryland and Manhattan at the Xfinity Center. The key returning starter for the Terps is Julian Reese, the younger brother of the WNBA's Angel Reese. Julian, out of St. Francis, 60 blocks a year ago, and according to head coach Kevin Willard, working hard.
Extremely young as far as college basketball. I think Jude's leadership, he's here every morning at 7:30 getting work in every day. He was in the gym every day this summer working on his shot and his free throw. I just think his work ethic and his leadership has really evolved as he's kind of grown and gone through the wars.
Elsewhere, Towson out west taking on St. Mary's tonight. UMBC at home at 4 p.m. this afternoon. They take on D3 Penn State York. And the reason why that game is at 4 is because at 7, the UMBC women will host the Maryland women. The Terps under Brenda Fries coming to town for the first time in quite a while. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey, it's Gary Stein here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Jim Barbie Automotive. Since 2004, family-owned and operated, located at 10821 Philadelphia Road in White Marsh, Jim Barbie Automotive has provided excellent automotive diagnostics and repair. They also provide full-service fleet services. All technicians are ASC certified, so you'll be assured a quality result for your vehicle. Reach Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848 or online at jimbarbieautomotive.com, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
This is the final stretch of the most important election decision of a lifetime. Listen all day and check in frequently for the latest election news and updates from the voices you trust. Make the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harford County.
It's 8:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Our next guest returns to The Morning Drive, Dr. Naomi Wolf, author of the Pfizer papers, Pfizer's Crimes Against Humanity, CEO of DailyClout.io, one of the world's most influential feminists. She's a best-selling author, columnist, and professor, graduate of Yale University, got her doctorate from Oxford, and does not fit the description that Mark Cuban has of a Trump endorser or supporter.
Dr. Wolf, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me back.
It is our pleasure. Yes. Are we watching a political realignment of historic proportions in this campaign?
Yes, certainly. And it will bear fruit if, you know, the machines don't cheat, which is my biggest concern. And if the Democrats, you know, yield power and the keys to the White House in the event of a Trump victory. But yes, whatever happens with the machines, there is a realignment that's dramatic. And you're probably referring to the, you know, kind of coming out video I produced in which I acknowledged that I was supporting President Trump as a liberal. And I gave about five or six reasons that I felt like other liberals and independents and undecideds should also vote for Trump. One of the things I pointed out was with the alignment to Trump of RFK Jr. and Nicole Shanahan, that really is historic because he brings an environmental consciousness, which is important to a lot of liberals. He brings an understanding of the corruption of our government agencies, especially, you know, the impact of pharma on all, you know, so many policies on our media. But there are other alignments. I think that, you know, I've been making the case for a while that the Democratic Party, I didn't leave them, they left me, as many of us are saying.
Yeah.
It's not recognizable as, you know, my grandmother's Democratic Party. It's a thoroughly Marxist group of people enthralled to what appear to be globalist entities hostile to the United States.
Dr. Wolf, of the things you listed, in your view, which is the most important, the most compelling reason for someone who might still be on the fence to say, you know what, it's time not for a reboot of the Obama coalition, but for a realignment to a new set of standards and a new bipolar situation here, so that we have clearly the unity party and the ownership party, I don't know what else to call those in power.
Right. Right. Can I give you two answers?
Please.
Okay. Well, I know that a conservative audience won't be, you know, thrilled to hear this, but many, many Democrats, especially women, are single-issue voters, and that issue is abortion. And so I want to point out to my fellow pro-choice voters, you know, I don't like abortion. I'd love to live in a world in which it never happened. I believe in, you know, sharp restrictions on abortion, but I've wrestled with this issue. I can't see a way to have no abortion, you know, no safe and legal options. So, and that position is the one taken by a majority of Americans. You know, a majority of Americans don't want abortion on demand up to the 8th month or after, like some horrific Democratic bills provide for. They also don't want to live in an America in which it's back to the 50s, where women are dying, you know, of sepsis in back alleys. So I just want to point out to undecided liberal voters, especially women, that we've lost Roe. And you can still get an abortion if you need to in the United States of America. In other words, the great bogeyman, you know, that the Democrats had was you'll lose Roe, you'll lose Roe. Well, it's over. It's gone. And, you know, you can still get an abortion in the United States. You may have to travel. But considering, you know, what a serious decision it is to terminate a pregnancy, I don't think that's an undue burden. So I just want to point that out, that the scare tactics from the DNC of, you know, you're going to live in a Margaret Atwood theocracy in which you won't have any decisions about your body are just not true, in my view. The other thing, and, you know, look back to 2016 to 2020, Trump didn't outlaw, you know, or mobilize Congress to outlaw abortion and or to, you know, bring about a federal abortion ban. I think he's signaling by Melania Trump saying that she's pro-choice. That's exactly how George Bush Jr., you know, signaled without losing his pro-life base. You know, Mrs. Bush said she was pro-choice. And what that signals to me as a former political consultant is that they're signaling a moderate approach that will be kind of the best possible compromise given strong feelings of pro-life and pro-choice in a unity party, right?
Well, Trump has said himself that he's for 15 weeks, and with exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother, so that is certainly more of a moderate.
Wow, well, that's really interesting. I didn't really know that, and that would just simply bring us in line with all of Western Europe, where you can get an abortion in the first trimester and then not after, unless, you know, the life of the mother is in danger. And that seems like a very reasonable policy. I didn't know that. That was actually brave of him to say, given, you know, how passionately a lot of MAGA supporters feel. And again, I don't mean to trivialize anyone's views about pro-life issues. I know they're very serious feelings, but that's important for liberals and undecided to recognize.
All right, more with Dr. Wolf. Excuse me just a second, Dr. Wolf. We have to pause for traffic, but we want to talk about the Pfizer papers coming up just next. It's probably one of the most important publications in our lifetime, so we do want to touch on that as well.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM 843, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
The accident still blocking the right lane, Route 100 westbound, right at 295, so it's only a single lane there. The backup is all the way back beyond the ramp at 170, probably back towards I-97. There was a late accident, Prince George's County, and a problem, BW Parkway is slow now with an accident just south of the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast, partly cloudy today, dry and 62. And right now we're looking at 47 in the city. It's 50 in Annapolis. On our newsmaker hotline, Dr. Naomi Wolf. And the publication, the book is out, the Pfizer Papers. Pfizer's Crimes Against Humanity. She, along with the War Room Posse, went through a lot of these papers after they were ordered to be released by a judge, and have just been one bombshell after another. And you can read all about these. I just wish people would have read them, you know, from cover to cover here before they decided to vote. But nonetheless, it's important to get this information out here. And one of the things, Dr. Wolf, you write about is something we are now calling, or you're calling, COVAX disease. Can you expound on that?
Sure. And that's actually Dr. Robert Chandler, one of our experts, phrase. And it's very important. It's basically a range of diseases that are brought about by the COVID vaccine. And this publication, you know, is so important. I edited it with my colleague Amy Kelly, but it's the result of a successful lawsuit by Aaron Seary against the FDA that forced the FDA to release 450,000 documents that they had asked the court to keep hidden for 75 years. These are internal Pfizer documents. And as you said, it's bombshell after bombshell. So this book, we had a call at Steve Bannon's request to experts to read through these documents. And so 3,250 doctors and scientists working for free for the good of humanity, and they produced 109 reports. 50 of them are in this book, the Pfizer Papers, and it does document the greatest crime against humanity in recorded history. So COVAX disease is Dr. Chandler's description. I mean, what this book does is it shows you how you or your loved ones have been injured. And as a result, it's an incredible resource to bring to your doctors who either don't understand because they're not allowed to understand or won't explain it to you because they're not allowed to explain it to you. And it does show a way forward for healing. So this injections, you know, the Pfizer paper showed a vast range of neurological problems, dementias, Alzheimer's, Guillain-Barré, epilepsies, tremors. How many people do you know who now have tremors? A huge range of joint problems, arthritis-type problems, you know, knee injury, shoulder injury. You know, you're not told that that's a part of COVAX, right, part of the COVID vaccine side effects. Huge damage to blood and circulation, thrombotic thrombocytopenia, blood clots, lung clots, leg clots, tremendous damage to the heart, tachycardia, pericarditis, myocarditis. Number one side effect is myalgia, which is muscle pain. You know, how many people just don't feel good? Well, Pfizer knew there were, you know, thousands and thousands of serious adverse events of muscle pain, number one side effect. Also, the injections didn't do anything to stop COVID. A month after rollout, Pfizer knew and the FDA knew and the White House knew that the vaccines didn't work to stop COVID. Their language was vaccine failure and failure of efficacy. The number three side effect is COVID. And to this day, data now show that you're more likely to get COVID. Anecdotally, you know this by now, you know, if you are vaccinated than if you aren't. And that's just the tip of the iceberg of what our volunteers found in terms of crimes against humanity.
One final question for you, if I might, just to clarify. You've listed a number of diseases that are associated with the vaccines. Are these correlations or causations?
Well, it's pretty obvious that there's no smoking gun that says the vaccine caused this. Actually, there's some in the Pfizer papers. For instance, Pfizer has an 8-page pregnancy and lactation report in which two babies die in utero, and they conclude that it's due to, quote, maternal exposure to the vaccine. You know, Pfizer identifies 62% of the adverse events as in women and then calls 16% of those, quote, reproductive disorders. In two of the reports, the stroke report and the liver damage report, half of the adverse events took place within 48 hours of the injection. So there's plenty of evidence that this is caused by the vaccine. And also, Pfizer's own way of studying these side effects indicate that they knew that if they were being caused by the vaccine. For instance, they tell vaccinated men not to have intercourse with childbearing age women, or if they do, to use two reliable forms of contraception, because they described exposure to the vaccine as including skin contact, inhalation, and sexual intercourse with a vaccinated man.
And Dr. Wolf, we understand you have a heart out at 50, so we're going to let you go. But thanks again so
much.
We appreciate you coming on the show.
Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye. Heart out. She had another interview to do, so yeah. I know that I hate to end those things abruptly, but look, it is worth your time to get the Pfizer papers and read. One of the things we didn't have a chance or time to talk to her about was that, did you know this? I just learned this reading the Pfizer papers, that Pfizer, you know, they always have a control group when they're testing?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And the control group is they get a placebo. Mm-hmm. 100% of the control group is supposed to get the placebo.
Correct.
While you vaccinate the other groups. And what Pfizer did, and we learned about this in March of 2021, they vaccinated 95% of the control group, of the placebo recipients. And that basically made it impossible for any kind of comparative safety determinations to be made. They did it on purpose. Now, they have been given legal immunity. You can't sue them, But you can charge them with crimes. And that's why Dr. Wolf is calling this the Crimes Against Humanity, because to do that intentionally is a criminal act.
Yeah, it is. 851 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Let me tell you about Dr. Laser, Dr. Doroshenko. They are my dentists. They've been making my smile great again for years. And I know they've addressed dental issue after dental issue. I've had broken teeth and a need for new implants, all this stuff. I tell you, it's cosmetic and advanced dentistry. They've done an amazing job on my problems. You can check their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggle tooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, whatever the case might be, you just want to have something that looks good when you smile, have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. 410-356-7799. Call them right now or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient, so please call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799. That's 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
The Rob Carson Show. These are the last dying throes of the class of 1968, and they're trying to drag you and me kicking and screaming into hell with them. And we're not going. And you need to recognize the truly historic nature of this year, and it is bigger than you could ever imagine. It is bigger than anything you and I have seen in our lifetimes. It is not an election. It is a return of the country to the people. The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
852 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are at the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Today, a mix of some sun and clouds, dry, high around 62 degrees. Right now, looking at the very pleasant temperatures outside. You have 44 degrees right now in Bel Air, 52 in Baltimore, and at 853, traffic and weather on the threes, it's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the two late problems are an accident on the BW Parkway southbound, just inside the Capitol Beltway down around Riverdale Road. Big backup there. They're indicating could be 35 or 40-minute delays south. This other wreck, we're looking at it again live here, westbound, Route 100 at 295. Tractor-trailer is involved. A heavy-duty wrecker just pulled up. They're still blocking the right lane, so the traffic right there at the wreck is just basically crawling at that point. Single lane to the left. Your tail end of the backup is all the way back to between 170 and the ramps at I-97. So that's a long delay, and there's not a lot of parallel roadways there, so you ride it out. 35-minute delays, at least, I would think, on the westbound side. Much better now, southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your WCBM Weather Channel forecast for this Monday, partly cloudy today, dry and 62, and gorgeous tomorrow and Wednesday, sunny, 74 tomorrow, 80 for Wednesday, maybe some showers on Thursday. Right now, 49 and cloudy in Pasadena, 47 in Parkville at 8:54. You're on the Morning Drive.
Sean, I came across a fascinating little nugget of an interview between Lawrence Jones, who works at Fox, and Winsome Sears, who is the lieutenant governor of the state of Virginia. Both of them are African-American. And after talking a little bit about some of the other policies Kamala is avoiding talking about going into tomorrow's election, Winsome Sears was asked by Lawrence Jones what she sees happening within the African-American community.
What's happening? I mean, Lawrence, people look like you and me, and immediately they would look at us and say, oh, they're Democrats, automatically. Mm-hmm. Lawrence, what kind of power do we have politically? None. They look at some, you know, other folks, and they don't know who they are, and so they've got to go and win them. They've got to go and make the case. And I tell you, we're finally saying no more. No more are we going to be allowed to get the okey-doke. You know, you come and ask for our vote, Democrats, on election day, and we never see you again, and then you tell us, but vote for us because, you know, we will help you.
Yeah, she says, we will help you, and then they disappear until the next election cycle, where they come back and say, we will help you, and they get the okey-doke, okey-doke, okey-doke all over again.
We want to know, what are your policies? How are you going to make my life easier? Because for God's sake, life is hard enough. And I tell you one thing that black men, black women, people all over know, even the Democrats know, the minute you elect a Democrat, money is coming out of your pocket in some way, shape, or form.
It's a wise woman come to that observation. So it's interesting to hear from an elected African-American in one of the major states in this country who's saying, yeah, there's something going on. The water is roiling. We don't know exactly how it's going to wash out eventually, but there is change happening. This argues again more, I mean, tomorrow is either a reboot of the old Obama stuff, or it's a realignment. And this argues even more for a realignment
even
election.
Different than the 2016, though,
yeah.
From with the Trump coalition. I do know that in some states already, North Carolina, Georgia, black turnout is down 2 to 3 points. In Philadelphia, they're now very concerned about black turnout in Philadelphia. They're saying that they're going to have to drive margins up over 600,000 margin for Kamala to carry the state of Pennsylvania, and that's not happening as of yet. We'll see what happens tomorrow on Election Day, but the early vote and the mail-in ballot so far, it is not happening.
One of the wise heads in the Democrat Party, David Axelrod, who's a pollster, says from his point of view, as somebody who has consulted with an awful lot of Democrat campaigns, he has a couple of things he's worrying about going into tomorrow.
You have polls this close, you're not sure of anything. And it really matters who shows up, because these polls are not precise. You're counting on some women who are independent Republican women to come out and vote for Harris. Is that going to materialize? Is the gender gap going to be what you need it to be? Are minority voters going to come out in the numbers of African-American voters in particular, and are you going to get the margins that you want there?
Well, they're not. If they want the historic margins among African-American voters, it would seem they clearly are not going to get those margins, because the polling has been rather consistent through this campaign cycle that Donald Trump is going to take a larger percentage of the black vote this election than other Republicans have, probably going back into the 1950s with Eisenhower. Now, David Urban is a Republican, a consultant, and he quoted one of the great philosophers, Sean, one of the truly great political observers of all time, particularly in this country.
I was on the ground at 16. I was on the ground at 20 in Pennsylvania. I've been on the ground this year. Feels a lot more like 16 than 20.
Yep. Feels a lot more like 16 than 20. And he said, you know, it's one thing it's really hard to predict, particularly the future, which, of course, is quoting Yogi Berra.
Over 70 million people have voted already.
Yeah.
I mean, that's almost half the entire voting block from last time. So we'll wait and see. Tomorrow is Election Day, and we'll be here, kick it all off for you at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Wallace Roofing, they'll come out and visually inspect your roof, and especially if it's 15, 20, 25 years or older, you really should have it inspected. If you haven't done it already, there might be some signs of water leakage already. Might be some brown stains in the ceiling of your upstairs, if it's a two-story, or maybe, of course, if it's just a one-story house, then just check, look that, because you want to catch that damage before it escalates. And the best way to do that is call Wallace Roofing. They're quality craftsmen using the best materials at affordable rates. And they've worked on my home and on Bruce's home, and they'll work on yours as well. They've been in business for over 90 years. They do not use independent contractors. They're all Wallace Roofing employees, and they offer 0% financing as well. If there's a roof needs to be repaired or replaced, they're the ones to do it. So I want you to call Wallace, 410-655-3700. Set up your visual inspection today, 410-655-3700. Their MHIC number is 1566. Wallace Roofing, they're the ones who are going to do you right, and they have been doing it for over 90 years. Above all, a good roof. Stay tuned. Andrew Langer is coming up next, followed by Delegate Nino Mangione, Rob Carson, Drive Home with Sean Hannity. We're back tomorrow on Election Day at 6 a.m. God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 a.m. and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is...